year. Millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This program is about the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting those all together for you. Each weekend is my mission statement, and you can be part of the action. You can call us at 877-726-8255 with a question or a comment or an opinion about what's happening on the health front. And we've got lots to talk about this weekend. We're going to talk about a new study that reveals an unanticipated side effect of some of those powerful new weight loss drugs that are being embraced by social media influencers and Hollywood celebrities, producing fantastic weight loss, but also causing dramatic shortages in the supply for individuals for whom these medications are really necessary, diabetics. 877-726-8255. We're also going to take a deep dive on the subject of inflammation and how natural therapies can help to keep it in check. These are among the stories that we're going to tackle for you. Everything is fair game here on Intelligent Medicine, as long as it relates to the field of health, nutrition, diet, exercise, high-tech medical innovations. All right, this weekend we're about to plunge forward into daylight savings time across the United States, with the exception of a couple of states that don't subscribe to that. Parts of Arizona and the state of Hawaii are non-participatory. And there's a lot of controversy about daylight savings time, because we're going to lose an hour this weekend. Boo. But we're going to gain an hour of sunlight. Yay. And the result may be some disruption to our sleep cycles and our bodily rhythms. And there's a lot of controversy about whether to stay put with the status quo or whether to embrace daylight savings time, make it a year-round thing. Yeah, more daylight at the end of the day. It's depressing to go out, especially in northern latitudes, around 4:30, and it's already twilight or dark. And so we want to extend daylight. On the other hand, there are people who are saying, just leave it the way nature intended. Standard time year-round. And we're going to explore that controversy for you because there actually is an initiative in Congress to create permanent daylight savings time. It's known as the Sunshine Protection Act, and surprisingly, it passed the Senate. In 2022, nothing passes the Senate anymore. They're completely deadlocked. But ultimately, it died a slow death in the House of Representatives, where it kind of got jammed up. And they're going to try and revive it. But there's a lot of controversy about this. And it turns out that about 70 countries around the world practice daylight savings time. Especially countries in the northern latitude, countries that are closer to the equator have less of a disparity between day and night. If you want to investigate, just go to Iceland or northern Norway. in January, and these are virtually the lands of the midnight sun. So the history behind this is kind of interesting because...
You are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted?
In the middle of World War One, and in 1918, when the U.S. entered the war, they said, hey, smart idea, let's do this too. And so that's been something that has been perpetuated throughout the 20th century and now into the 21st century. Most of North America, Europe, New Zealand, and the Middle East are on the annual shift. But Europeans may soon change this. In 2019, the European Union voted to end the mandatory time shift. But that plan is also stalled around the controversies with Brexit and so on, and you know, COVID-19 threw a wrench in some of these plans. So there's a lot of opposition to this, and the opposition, despite the popularity of daylight savings time, by the way, surveys suggest that most people in the U.S. would like never again to have to fail with changing their clocks because it's a nuisance. And a plurality would prefer year-round daylight savings time over standard time. The poll shows that 46% preferred year-round daylight savings time, while 33% preferred year-round standard time. So that's kind of divided, with more people preferring daylight.
CKD can lead to gout, and gout can lead to CKD. And in fact, one in four people living with moderate to severe CKD has gout. Gout is a serious disease. It's caused by too much uric acid in the blood, which we now know can form crystals that build up throughout the body, including the joints, kidneys, and heart, like growing weeds. And if not controlled early on, weeds become unruly in a garden, causing damage to plants. And similarly, if uric acid and gout become out of control, they can lead to serious joint pain and other consequences, including a higher risk for CKD. Contact a gout specialist, such as a nephrologist, which is another name for a kidney specialist, or a rheumatologist, about how they can help you weed it gout before it becomes out of control.
To learn more, visit weeditgout.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And a reminder that coming up this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, March 14th and 15th, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full script supplements dispensary. That's March 14th and 15th. 2 days only. You can get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements, supplements that we mentioned on this program, sometimes hard to find, hard to get. You can find them at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. 877-726-8255 gets into the doctor's office, and we got a call from John in Connecticut. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a diabetic and also have osteoarthritis, and I find it very hard to exercise to get my blood sugar down. And I called you before, and I thought it was my knees, and my orthopedic surgeon said it was my hips, and I think he's right.
Yep.
So after exercising a lot, you sort of realize it's not your knees, it's your hips. You know, I can't get my – what I really called for is about superoxide dismutase to see if that would help my diabetes and the inflammation in my joints.
Okay. Well, actually, that inflammation is going to be a subject that we take up a little later this hour. And a variety of things that you can take for inflammation. You can take quercetin. You can take boswellin. You can take curcumin. Curcumin is particularly good for inflammation. Lots of fish oil may be helpful. There's kind of a myriad of things that can be done for inflammation. But, you know, diet is also a source of inflammation. What are you typically eating? What's your diet like?
Yeah, it's, well, broccoli, carrots, salmon burgers with olive oil. and I just didn't cashews. I just brought them back into my diet, and then I pistachios.
So yeah, those are all good, but you know, to the exclusion of any of the bad stuff. Are you having any bread, pasta, excess fruit juice, things like that? So actually, it sounds like you're maxing out on diet. I mean, we'd have to do a complete dietary analysis for you. It may be that the type of diabetes that you have is not just diet related. It may be that you kind of turn the corner where your pancreas isn't producing enough insulin. Are you on insulin?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm on Lantus.
Oh, okay. So you are on insulin. That suggests that you have, we used to call it type 1.5, you know, where it's adult onset diabetes that can be sometimes treated with oral medications, diet, and exercise, but you may have turned the corner where you actually require insulin to maintain your blood sugar. You know, we have to kind of do a deep dive into what's going on with that diabetes. Because it may be possible for you to reduce your dependency on insulin. Insulin, of course, can maintain body fat. So what I like to do is have patients go on a very low-carb diet, even like a keto diet, eliminating virtually all carbs, you know, subsisting on protein and fat. And that enables them to reduce their dependency on insulin, drop weight, and that, in turn, has a good effect on inflammation. Your fat cells, the percentage of body fat that you have, actually has a lot to do with your level of inflammation. And I'm not saying that, you know, you may not have incurred some joint damage already, but to the extent that there's ongoing inflammation, the best way to curb that is to keep blood sugar under control and to eliminate excess body fat. That is the pathway towards reducing inflammation in general. If you eat even with ordinary osteoarthritis, doesn't have to be, you know, rheumatoid arthritis or any other type of, autoimmune inflammatory arthritis. So, yeah, those are the supplements that I would focus on. And listen up to the latter part of this hour where we're going to focus on the subject of inflammation, okay? That's a good setup for what we're going to be talking about later this hour. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, they make a lot about what's called the Eat Lancet Planetary Health Diet. That's a diet that urges us to give up meat, for the sake of the planet, but also for the health benefits, the supposed health benefits thereof. There's a very interesting study here entitled Estimated Micronutrient Shortfalls of the Eat Lancet Planetary Health Diet. It's a diet that tells us virtually to stop eating animal protein and to include a lot of vegetable protein. What they're saying here in this study is that the problem with this diet is that there are significant potential deficiencies of vitamin B12, calcium, iron, and zinc. And the suggestion of these researchers is that we modify this Lancet Planetary Health Diet, which supposedly delivers health benefits as well as eco-benefits, you know, for greening the planet and keeping our atmosphere from building up excess carbon dioxide, so-called greenhouse effect, that we augment the diet by increasing the proportion of animal-source foods, but also reducing foods high in phytate. Too much fiber can interfere with the absorption of critical minerals, and that might be the effect of the diet that's outlined by the authors of this ambitious worldwide diktat to reduce animal protein and have us subsist on a vegan diet. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. March is National Sleep Awareness Month. Adequate sleep is a cornerstone of better long-term health. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their natural wellness line, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep, combines well-studied ingredients offering non-habit-forming options and natural sleep and relaxation support. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number if you want to get in on the conversation. By the way, if you can't call during this live program, you can call anytime you like, 24-7, 365, and you can record a question. We'll be taking some of those questions later in the program. But first, let's talk about all those popular new weight loss drugs. They're all the rage. Social media is ablaze with remarkable stories of dramatic weight loss, before and after pictures. Inspires a lot of people to say, hey, I want to get rid of my excess weight. I haven't been successful with diet, so I want to take Ozempic, Wegovy. These are injectable medications designed for diabetics, but they have the nice side effect of helping people lose a lot of weight. And then there's the oral form of semaglutide called Rybelsus. And now Mounjaro, which is double-barreled action medication, incorporating some of the advantages of the previous medications with an additional boost. So actually, the demand is exceeding the supply. There are critical shortages of these medications for the very people who really need them, diabetics, because a lot of people without diabetes are opting for them. And there's an article in the Wall Street Journal about how online startups are surging, and there's some problems here because there are lots and lots of startups, and this is kind of like Uberizing medicine. You don't have to go to the doctor. You can go online and get whatever you want with a quick and easy medical screening. No bother, no fuss. COVID really accelerated this because going to the doctor's office seemed problematic. And so these days you can get access to ADD medications. You know, maybe you're a struggling student and you want a boost on exams. You can get a prescription for ADD medications appropriately or not appropriately. Whether or not you have ADD, you may have some aspects of that. You know, you can't really focus or concentrate. That's kind of a vague definition of ADD. You can easily get Viagra online, even testosterone prescriptions and prescriptions for other drugs. So it, you know, works for the online dispensers. They glom a lot of money off that. And venture capital is very interested in subsidizing these startups because the returns are double-digit and more for them, with interest rates being so poor these days from the stock market. So, okay, they profile a company called NextMed. They say that NextMed is surging in growth, but they also have controversial ads where they actually show before and after pictures that are not from people who are taking these medications. You know, it's almost like stock photos of people who've had dramatic weight loss. They're using them, and they're using fake testimonials to advocate for the use of these medications. And their screening process has also come under question. It's, you know, very cursory screening. Okay, you're over 18, you say. You can attest to that, but who knows. You are a little heavier than you'd like to be, and you'd like to lose weight. You know, and basically, you know, you're not on your deathbed, so you're not at very high risk of side effects. So fine, here's my prescription for medication, and we'll ship it to you at your expense because you may not be covered by insurance. They'll process your insurance, but it may or may not cover the bill for $1,300 or more for these medications. A new study has suggested that there is an unforeseen side effect of these medications. And I knew that this was coming because there's no such thing as a free ride with medication that produces dramatic effects. We know, for example, that these medications produce dramatic weight loss, but at the expense of causing a lot of lean body mass loss. And you can lose, say, 25 pounds, but 10 pounds of that may come from a loss of lean body mass, which you can ill afford because as you age, you're already losing lean body mass, and the result may be that you become progressively more frail, frailty defined as a loss of bodily strength and lean body mass. And let's say you don't tolerate the side effects. You're tired of feeling nauseous and experiencing loss of appetite, even vomiting with these medications, so you stop, you lost a lot of weight, it's much harder to regain lean body mass than to regain fat. Very easy to rebound and have rebound weight gain and go back to your original weight, minus 10 pounds of beneficial lean body mass. Well, here's a new side effect. It comes to us from a study. Apparently, it's a study, both collaboration between China and Canada. Incretin-based drugs, that's this drug category, and risk of intestinal obstruction among patients with type 2 diabetes. What they found was that, especially if you're using these drugs for a long period of time, over a year and a half, that there was a higher risk of intestinal obstruction. And that results from progressive swelling of the intestine that may occur with these medications. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to happen to everyone who takes these medications, but it increases the risk for this serious side effect that could land you in the hospital, that could even result in the need to remove a piece of your intestine. It's a medical emergency. And so, you know, we've got to be on the lookout for these side effects as the use of these medications becomes ever more prevalent, especially in people who, you know, may not have a compelling reason to use them. You know, if you're trying to lose, you know, that aggravating 10, 12 pounds that you can't seem to peel off your carcass, these medications may not be appropriate. If you have diabetes, I've seen them really work to help people lose weight, which improves their metabolism and reduces their cardiovascular risk factors. That's a true benefit that outweighs the small risk of intestinal obstruction. With everything in life, it's a risk-benefit equation. There's no free ride. And the same is true for these new popular meds. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of inflammation and talk about a natural approach that may help people keep it under better control. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, and their first SUV of its kind, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Solterra, built to help protect the environment so it can be explored. It's the first electric vehicle to feature the legendary standard capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you to places traditional electric vehicles can't reach. Love is now electric. Learn more at Subaru.com/Solterra.
If you're the kind of person that likes to drive a lot, and your car is a little older, and out of the normal warranty, keep listening. What's going on underneath the hood of your car? If your car is out of warranty, you're at risk of expensive repair bills. Now, for a couple of dollars a day, you can get an extended protection plan for your car. You love your car, so why not give it a little extra care and make sure, if something goes wrong, your bank account is safe? Literally, for a couple of dollars a day, you can give yourself peace of mind that you've purchased a top-tier vehicle repair coverage plan. Call the Auto Protection Network right now and ask how you could save an additional $500 on your policy.
800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. That's 800-876-7047.
Now, This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin 530.io.
Start on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
With the lab leak theory more prevalent, there's footage showing government officials like Dr. Fauci directly lying to you. With the continued mistrust of government officials on top of the lack of confidence in the FBI, where do we go from here and how does it affect you?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watch Start on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Inflammation is the common denominator for a variety of medical afflictions. There's also the theory that inflammation is the root of aging itself. It's called inflammaging. And so we're going to do a deep dive on that subject with Dr. John Troop. He's a PhD, Chief Science and Education Officer of Blue Root Health, makers of vital nutrients. Dr. Troop, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. It's great being with you.
Well, you tell us a little bit about inflammation. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things that's essential for the body. It actually has a healing aspect, but when it's out of control, it's problematic.
Yeah, you know, inflammation is really the underlying root cause of all chronic disease states. And if you don't make sure that you do everything you can to make sure you have a healthy immune response, that can progress to an inflammatory state. And in turn, that can progress to the development of chronic diseases, and even ultimately, left unaddressed, it could actually lead to complications in chronic disease states. So it is the underlying link and common problem across all chronic disease states.
So are there some natural ways that we actually had a caller earlier in the program who was suffering from diabetes associated with hip pain, thought to be related to arthritis, and itis is by definition an inflammatory problem. Are there some specific nutrients that can address that?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, the progression to inflammation is really a result of the immune response not working as well as it ought to. And that's really the starting point. So the immune system is really the body's natural way of trying to heal itself, but sometimes it's just overwhelmed and it needs a little bit of help. And what that really means is that we've got to turn into basic lifestyles, looking at diet and nutrition and improving those practices. And where there's a possibility to use naturally derived products like botanicals and medicinal botanicals, I think there's an opportunity there. In particular, we now know that there have been a number of well-studied botanicals like curcumin, Arbutelia, even quercetin that can play a really big role in helping to balance the immune system and help to modulate the inflammatory response that may have gone haywire.
And there's another one, and you know, actually, your company Vital Nutrients makes something called BCQ, and BCQ suggests there are three ingredients. There are actually four. The fourth, there's two Bs, right? There's boswellan and bromelain. That's a proteolytic enzyme. Can you tell us how that might work?
Yeah, so bromelain is actually an enzyme derived from pineapples, and it plays an important role, as you mentioned. It's a protease enzyme. What that means is it can help break down some of the foreign particles that are providing the insult or even leading to an acceleration of an oxidation process. And so the bromelain, the enzyme, helps kind of round out the overall system approach that the other botanicals that are in that product help do. So it's really a kind of, a, if you will, a two-punch step in trying to manage this underlying system response.
And there's a lot lately on neurodegenerative disease, you know, conditions like dementia and Alzheimer's, where it seems to be associated with runaway inflammation in the brain. And so devil's advocate question, why don't we just tell everybody to take, Advil, ibuprofen, Motrin, Aleve, and, you know, we'll cure all these inflammatory disorders. Or runners experiencing pain in their joints, you know, they should just pop an Advil before running.
Yeah. You know, that's really a great question, and maybe we can even consider that the $64,000 question, because medical science would have us believe that taking Advil to block these COX-2 inhibitors and so on would really help reduce pain. And while that's correct, it overlooks the fundamental issue of not being able to address or rebalance the underlying system that causes inflammation. So what NSAIDs do, and including things like the active compounds like acetaminophen and the other popular OTC drugs, is they block those enzymes. And so while that may help in extreme cases or really with a very extreme chronic discomfort of pain, it's really important to use a more natural approach that doesn't block the breakdown of these prostaglandins, but helps to rebalance them so that the immune system can have a more complete ability to manage itself. And I'll just give me 10 seconds here, and I'll say the immune system is really a two-phase process. There's the initiation phase, which is the response to the initial insult or challenge in the body. And then the second phase, which is largely underappreciated, maybe unaware by many, is a resolution phase. And medicinal botanicals help balance those two phases that are really important, and that the use of OTCs will block and not allow that to happen. And so therein lies the opportunity to consider an underlying systems approach rather than a symptomatic approach to address the sequence in a two-phase process of immune and inflammatory resolution.
You know, as an athlete myself, I'm aware of studies that suggest that, yeah, you can abolish pain associated with exercise. You know, maybe after a hard workout, you know, you pop some anti-inflammatories. But that actually interferes with the benefits of exercise because the stress on your muscles and on your joints invokes a repair process, and you're blocking that because inflammation actually has certain benefits in the short term.
Yeah. Absolutely, and one of the things that's also important with exercise is just not skeletal muscle, but it is the central nervous system and the intervention that causes the activation and the contractility of the skeletal muscles. And so let's not forget that the central nervous system, 15% of those cells include immune cells called microglial cells, and the use of these botanicals help those microglial cells respond to the inflammatory insult for an overall better response and recovery, especially in exercise.
Right. And actually, it's been reported that a downside of, you know, chronically taking these medications, they're hard on the kidneys. And paradoxically, unlike aspirin, they actually increase the risk of blood clots. So they really, you know, have some downsides if you use them chronically. And but it, does that apply to these botanicals, or is their mode of action a little more natural and gentle?
Yeah, they're much more natural and much more gentle, where they really kind of work with the underlying biochemical metabolic pathways to bring about a really an adaptive change rather than a targeted blocking effect.
So some of our listeners are going to say, you know, I heard about this thing on the radio. They're going to take this information to their doctors. By the way, we have a nice article at drhoffman.com that kind of outlines the principles behind these. And doctors go, well, yeah, but that's just folklore. There's no scientific literature supporting that. What say you?
There's quite a bit of scientific literature, starting off about 1,000 years ago, based off of the traditional uses in Ayurvedic medicine, and even related to traditional Chinese medicine. So that's the starting point. But in the last 30 years, there's been a significant number of clinical studies that have been carried out looking at both the dose response, the mechanism of actions, and outcome studies that really help support not only this discussion today, but the ongoing and continued use of these botanicals as part of the normal daily lifestyle regimen to help address some of the chronic disorders and discomfort that many might feel.
And, you know, I'm just going through my story list of stories that I was going to do anyway today, and I think I have one on, here's an interesting one, the effect of curcumin supplementation on weight loss and anthropometric indices. Wow, it's not like magically it's going to melt the pounds away, but the net effect is when you reduce inflammation, you actually may let go of pounds. So that's interesting. I'll talk through that study a little later in the program. So, yeah, curcumin.
Yeah, you know what inflammation does? Inflammation leads to insulin resistance. Inflammation leads to insulin resistance. And when you're insulin resistant, that contributes to metabolic syndrome and to the progression to obesity and even more complications. And so that's just another example of how these naturally occurring botanicals really have a complementary effect to how the body works anyway.
And that may be applicable to our caller earlier because he was suffering from diabetes and now he was having knee pain and then hip pain. And I said, you know, that's very often a concomitant of insulin resistance because an excess body fat and insulin resistance are associated with inflammation. So anything that's, and it's a two-way street. You know, the high blood sugar causes inflammation, but also inflammation can affect the blood sugar metabolism. So, you know, you want to keep that in check.
Right.
You know, not to suggest a panacea-like effect of this, but, you know, many cancers are associated with chronic inflammation. So, you know, keeping inflammation to a minimum, I think, is important on a variety of fronts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the cancer-causing agents all lead to an inflammatory response that's rendered uncontrollable, kind of like a cytokine storm at its worst case. And so inflammation and inflammatory pathways all contribute to that big issue.
So at Vital Nutrients, you know, you're not just a one-note Charlie. You guys make really nice selection of omega-3 products, which really would be good companion products to BCQ in dealing with inflammation. Can you just mention that synergy?
Yeah, in fact, there are two solutions that are worth taking a look at. Definitely omega-3s, like the 800 and the 700 or 720 that we have, is really important because the omega-3 fatty acids, and in particular DHA, are the precursors to a lot of the metabolites that the system and the immune system use. And so that's really an important component. We have another product called a vegan SPM program. Product, which is also important because that particularly focuses on the second phase that I mentioned of inflammation, which is the resolution phase.
And right. So these are all pro-resolving mediators, you know, so-called. Let me give out the information. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. And you can visit their website at vitalnutrients.co/products/BCQ to find out about the specific products we're mentioning today. Thanks very much, Dr. John Troop. Very informative. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple 1 or 2 page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxter. The federal government taking extreme steps to stop a potential banking crisis after a historic failure of Silicon Valley Bank. Telling depositors they will be able to access all of their money could be as early as tomorrow. On NBC's Meet the Press today, Republican Senator Kevin Cramer, a member of the Senate Banking Committee, says he believes the meltdown is an isolated failure spurred on by social media.
Social media has been an accelerator, if you will, of some of that emotion, I think is can be problematic. But I hope that with the weekend came some calm and certainly some strategy as well. But there are so many unique things about Silicon Valley that aren't necessarily applicable systemically. So my hope is it's very localized and we can address it in that way.
Today's announcement came amid fears that the factors that caused the bank to fail could spread and was only hours before Asian markets opened. Meanwhile, China's President Xi Jinping is accusing the U.S. of trying to isolate his country and hold back its development. He made his remarks last week during a Congress of the ruling Communist Party, which approved its third term as the country's leader. Speaking with the Salem News Channel, analyst and author Gordon Chang says China's internal politics is contributing to heightened tensions between Beijing and Washington.
The main motivating factor for Xi Jinping and Qin Gong really is the weakness inside of the Chinese regime, which right now they've got some problems they cannot solve. And I think what they're thinking is that war for China would be really good right now for Communist Party rule.
President Biden says he will prevent or limit oil drilling in 16 million acres in Alaska and the Arctic Ocean. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The death toll in last month's massive earthquake in Turkey has risen to nearly 48,000.
The head of Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Agency said the people who died included over 6,000 foreigners, with Syrian nationals accounting for the largest share. The February 6th quake affected 11 Turkish provinces and parts of neighboring Syria. The United Nations has estimated Syria's death toll at 6,000. At least 230,000 buildings were destroyed or badly damaged in Turkey. Experts have pointed at lax building code enforcement as a major reason why the earthquake was so deadly. I'm Karen Chavas.
In Greece, thousands have protested against safety deficiencies in the country's railway network some 2 weeks after the deadly train crash. They're also demanding punishment for those responsible for the head-on collision between a passenger train and a freight train that killed 57 people. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Wolverine state lawmakers want to toughen gun laws.
Michigan Democrats poised to bring an 11-bill package to the legislature that would implement safe storage laws, universal background checks, and extreme risk protection orders, also known as red flag laws. A mass shooting on the Michigan State University campus recently and a 2021 shooting at Oxford High School pushed the Democrats to act fast on that legislation. But state Republicans say the current gun laws in Michigan are just fine. They need to be better enforced, not altered. Jason Walker reporting.
Water main problems in the Florida Keys as much of the area lost pressure Saturday night after a break, blocking traffic on a major roadway that forced numerous businesses to shut down early. It's the third time a water main break broke in the past week in the Keys. More at SRN and townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
In here today, we have an excellent program for you here today with the great guys from Bath Wizard, my friends and special guest in studio, Chris Doogie and James Moberg, again with the amazing company Bath Wizard. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good to be here, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right, yes, sir. It's a great day, and just really appreciate you being here. For our listeners, you're going to want to write this information down. You can reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. Or check out online, have an excellent website, bath-wizard.com. Don't forget the dash, bath-wizard.com. And we're going to talk about remodeling your bath to age in place, or maybe it's not to age in place. Maybe your bath bathroom is, you know, that's one of the, Chris, that's one of the biggest selling features or selling points of a house other than the kitchen area. And if you have an old, outdated bathtub, and maybe you need to, you know, remodel that, bring in a nice walk-in shower, can really improve the value of your home. And so it may or may not be related to aging in place.
Well, according to realtors all across the country, the bathroom's right behind the kitchen, as you as you stated. Every bathroom is having water squirted on it. And what we like to say is water built the Grand Canyon. So everyone's bathroom is in a constant state of decay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's a really powerful statement if you think about it. The water created the Grand Canyon. So that's some powerful stuff.
Yeah, every product that's in bathrooms, you've got tile, you've got we call the counterfeits. That's fiberglass that's made to look like other products. You've got cast iron that over time rusts because condensation goes below. And James is an expert on, what do you call it, thermal breaks, James?
Without the thermal breaks, your subfloor is likely going to start to rot over time. Not in the first couple of years, but when we pull out a cast iron, you know, 9 out of 10 are rotted subfloors underneath.
No one would know that. Unless you are in there tearing it out and looking for it, and then you find it. No, people are probably right now listening to this program. If you have a cast iron tub, it's highly likely you've got that problem in your house, and you may not even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
they can be rusting right out from under your feet. And then outside of cast iron, you've got what I call the counterfeit cast iron. That's a steel tub, which is kind of like a pop can.
kind of a big old tank sitting in there. And do you see rust with those as well?
Sometimes. You just hear more of a thin tin sound. And you'll find that a lot of people, when they take a bath in there, they'll talk about their water gets cold fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there's no insulation there. It's just a big old metal uninsulated receptacle.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so my Yeti cup right here probably has way more engineering and thermal, thermal efficiency than one of those tubs.
Right. I think if Yeti went into the bathroom space, they'd be competing with Math Wizard. I mean, we engineer our products just like they do.
Looking at your cup, that is exactly what I was thinking. That is a very good example of a Math Wizard product. We are the Yeti of the bathroom.
That's right.
Hey, how about? We need to coin that phrase. Let's get out and trademark that thing.
It's probably already been done.
Oh, well, okay. And you'd have to have permission from Yeti. So. Mm-hmm. Maybe even put the little circle R registered by Yeti.
We are in no way affiliated with Yeti.
Yeah. But it is a premium product. And you get premium results with that premium product.
That's right. One of when people do a change, sometimes that's an aesthetic change, but sometimes our customers, if they're, say, taking out tile, I know a lot of our if we're talking to a couple, it's a lot of times it's the wife that'll recognize us. They'll say, the tile always felt cold. And then we add Bath Wizard out, and you guys change everything around, and the wall doesn't feel cold anymore. Did you insulate behind here? Well, we don't need to insulate when we have natural built-in thermal breaks into the product.
Okay.
So it's not going to be cold to the touch anymore.
See, and that is amazing. And I'm still stuck on the Yeti thing. So now bear with me, because it actually works. So how many – we were talking about some knockoff products and mm-hmm. some counterfeiters and things that look like something that they're not. How many cups do you see on the market that look just like that, but they're just a hunk of junk? And it won't keep your coffee hot. It definitely won't keep my ice water cold. It's going to be lukewarm in 30 minutes. How many do you see in the world of bathroom remodeling? It must be tremendous.
100 to 1.
Yeah.
An interesting situation that happens more than you think. We have customers who call us, and they're frustrated with something they just bought from the store.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll ask us, hey, can you install this? And they don't look too enthusiastic, but we've got something that's kind of wobbly a little bit, and we ask them, the first thing is, do you still have your receipt? Because when we start talking about our solutions, how we make our shower pans or tubs, it's a lot different than what you'd find at the big box stores.
That's right. And so And we had talked about it, you know, maybe last month or maybe the month before that. But, you know, you have the American public, you know, we want inexpensive products. And so something has to get cut somewhere to make that happen. And so quality is going to get cut every single time. Even though if it looks nice, quality is going to get cut and the thing's going to be a hunk of junk out of the box, or it may not last for 6 or 12 months.
As the, I call it good old-fashioned America. As good old-fashioned American jobs have been shifted overseas, the what I call the counterfeits are just getting more prevalent, and they're getting thinner and thinner and thinner. Yet day one of the install, they fooled the general public. It's 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, sometimes 2 years from now when you actually know that you've bought the counterfeit, and most everything on the market is a counterfeit.
And a lot of times we'll go into a subdivision and you'll find that, hey, the subdivision is whether it's 8 years old or 14 years old, and everyone had the same builder grade product that was installed.
Yep.
And everyone's going through the same situations. If it creaks, it leaks. And you find one neighbor's got a creak and they've got a leak, and the next neighbor's got a creak and theirs is leaking. So we find ourselves replacing and getting customers in kind of clusters. Yep. A lot of times based on the age of the home.
Well, so we live I need to see if we can get you out to our neighborhood, because I'll guarantee this builder, oh, my gosh. So I'll guarantee you we have some challenges out in our neighborhood. And we have a Facebook page, a closed group just for everyone in the neighborhood. And you get one person talking about that, and I can see it where you'd have a lot of referrals that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're actually getting ready to start doing neighborhood home shows, which is a concept. In fact, we're building a trailer as we speak. That after we do a job, if a customer wants to help us refer to Bath Wizard, we'll essentially put on a home show in your cul-de-sac.
I'll be darned.
Bring our trailer out and our barbecue grill, and feeling the product and seeing it and touching it. And then we also bring competitor samples so you can see the difference. And seeing is believing. It's not just a sales ploy. It's actually true.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, it might look nice. You put it in there, but how long is it going to last? And it's and some of these products are they're just not going to last long. And I'll guarantee you that a lot of the products in these brand new homes, and some of these homes are very nice homes, they were bought at a local big box retail store. There's nothing special about these products. And you would think I know it's different with Bath Wizard, but you would think that if you worked with a remodeler that you're getting a different kind of a product, but most of the time it's not.
That's right. We see the same product in a house, whether it's an $80,000 house or an $880,000 house, they're getting a builder grade product that has the same planned obsolescence in it, and it's no surprise that customers are calling us saying, I've got something wrong here, or I've got a crack, or whether it's someone who's got grandkids and the grandkids are over and someone's foot goes through the floor of their fiberglass, that's an unfortunate problem.
That sounds like something out of a movie.
It's something out of regular life that happens. We get that call about two, 3 times a month.
Exactly. And maybe it's in the movie because it's more common than you think. So if this is catching your attention and you're interested in having the great guys from Bath Wizard come out and give you a free estimate, reach out to them at 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. You can go online at bath-wizard.com, bath-wizard.com. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Many bathroom remodeling products available at the big box retail stores are built with a model of planned obsolescence. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations?
Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised, or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. Here is Brian Strom, Chancellor of Rutgers Biomedical and Health Sciences.
The mantra, the first slide and the last slide of all of my talks, to build one of the best academic health centers in the country with an Evazon One. The idea is to knit it together. It is huge, and we have the potential to build enormous strengths. You know, multiple schools, multiple institutes, and the ability to synthesize and to bring all this together. You know, New Jersey used to be the home of innovation and the pharmaceutical industry. A lot of it has left, but there's a lot of innovation still going on in New Jersey.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Many bathroom remodeling products available at the big box retail stores, say that five times fast, are built with a model of planned obsolescence. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is unfortunately true. And Chris and James, what is planned obsolescence?
That's when it wears out. So most of the fiberglass and plastic systems at the big box stores have a shelf life or anticipated life of about 10 years max.
Okay.
And that's really pushing the limits.
Okay.
They're meant for house flipping.
Oh, so you put it in,
you don't care how long it lasts because you are a short-term owner of the house. It looks nice, and you move on. You let someone else deal with whatever the product might be when it wears out and it's not planned to be here for a really long time. That makes me think of my refrigerator at home. And it's a quality fridge, and it's been a nice fridge for the last, oh, I don't know, about 5 years, maybe 6 years maximum. And now all of a sudden my ice maker works, but the ice is melting, and I've got this big block of ice in my tray, and I'm sitting there going, now, if this thing is pooping out, and I think it probably is, okay, I'm going to have to drop another, now probably about $1,500, and that's not for all the bells and whistles. That's kind of a basic refrigerator freezer. That's planned obsolescence, because I've owned refrigerators in my lifetime that have lasted, you know, easily 12 to 15 solid years with no problem, and this thing looks like I might get 5 or 6 out of it.
Well, Steve, I think I know the refrigerator that you need, but my parents won't let you have it. It's the one that my grandparents had that was the pop freezer in the basement, and I think that was probably purchased in the 60s, the 1960s.
What brand was it?
Frigidaire.
Frigidaire, okay.
I still remember it. And
it probably had a kind of slightly curved corners, and I think my grandparents.
A big pole arm on it. It almost looked like a slot machine arm to open it up.
Okay, yeah.
And that, doing the math here, is probably 50, 60 years old.
Right,
and
right.
It is still absolutely dependable. They thaw it out, I think, once a decade for the freezer.
Wow.
And it's been there, and I know they keep remodeling and replacing refrigerators in the kitchen, but that basement fridge was built before planned obsolescence was a popular thing.
Yeah, yeah. And so you just we talked about it earlier. You have to cut corners, and that means, you know, thinner metal, less insulation, maybe a cheaper compressor, less expensive wiring, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It all adds up. And what it does is it leaves the owner in a pinch when this thing poops out in 5 or 6 years. So let's talk about talking about kind of compare and contrast, you are just about finished with a new showroom. Tell us about your showroom. I got a little hard hat tour last time I was over. I got to walk through and see the space. I think I'm excited to see it when it's finished. But what do you have planned for that? And just tell us about that.
Well, feedback from customers over the years is, why in the heck doesn't someone have all this stuff on display? The capital expenditures and a lot of small players in the market have made it hard. And so we just knocked the industry upside down and said, you know what? Customers want to come see it. They want to feel it. They don't want salesmen coming to their house. You know, they want to see what they're buying.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have something shoved down their throat. So what we think is, come down, try it out, and then we'll send the sales rep out.
So I love that idea. I'm a kind of try it or see it before you buy it. And it's nothing against some of these, but you know, you can buy a car on your phone from your living room recliner. That I'm not that guy. Right?
No.
I got to see that thing. I got to sit in it. I'm definitely going to have to drive that car. So, and obviously it works for some people, but you know, I like to see it and I want to touch it and I want to learn about it a little bit and have some confidence. And then I'm going to make that decision. So I love the fact that you are building this showroom, and you can tell us about, you know, some of the features of the showroom and what to expect. And I really love the idea of the neighborhood remodeling show with the trailer and the products and bringing out a grill and talking to a neighborhood. That's awesome.
There's two sensories that to get satisfied with having physical product there. The one at a distance is you can see it and you can say, I like that, and I'd like to see some different color options or patterns, and you're thinking of your space. Will this color fit? Will it update? And then the second one is, and we always recommend, close your eyes. Now feel it.
Ah.
This is how it's going to feel when you're using the shower or the bathtub. Hmm. And when you see someone light up with the way when they feel it, and then when their eyes are lighting up when they see it, those are two wonderful ways to figure out, is this a compatible solution for your home too?
That is excellent. That is excellent. And I understand that, you know, the last time that we talked, or maybe it was when I was over on the tour of the new space, but you were going to have like some cross sections where you kind of cut some products in half to kind of see what you're getting?
Yeah, we of course, will have our products cut in half so that you can see them, but we'll have products that are available in the marketplace so that you can actually see the difference. And you talked earlier about the Yeti cup, and I'll bring back to that. What's under, and old race car people would know what I'm talking about. What's mm-hmm. under the hood?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yep.
You can't see. You can't see until you pop the hood. And there is a huge difference in manufactured products such as bathroom items, and the Yeti's a great example. And it's the foam, it's the insulation, it's the fiberglass reinforcement, it's the bracing, it's the concrete pad that we pour that no one else pours. There's just a lot that goes into it that is actually hidden from the plain eye. So
what do you mean you pour a concrete pad? What does that mean?
That means that we pour a concrete foundation in your shower before we even start putting our plumbing in.
So, see, I love that because when I step into the shower of my previous house, over a little bit of time, and it didn't take long, it feels like there's some give in there. And then guess what happened? You step on the thing, and it starts creaking a little bit. And now, I'll be darned, at my house that I'm living in now, it's got a little give going.
That'll drive you nuts.
There is no concrete under my shower, and now I'm kind of ticked off about that.
most people think that having a level shower pan is all you need, and most leveling techniques, because they're faster, is someone will just put a little shim, a little wooden shim.
Yeah.
Why would you put a wooden shim in an area that's wet?
Yeah. That's just crazy. So look, here's the bottom line. If you are interested in remodeling your bathroom and you want it done right, and I mean really right, with a double lifetime guarantee warranty, okay, double lifetime warranty, reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. Chris and James, thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate it. It was great to see you again.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank,
you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Or more in taxes? We can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit T-Mobile.com today.
A polar plunge in Seagirt, New Jersey took place last weekend during a bitter blast of cold air, but it didn't stop participants from raising money for local veterans. The event, now in its second year, was organized by the Coastal Habitat for Humanity. Heather Tiarcy, the group's director, who said those who just stick their toes in the water would be credited with a full plunge. All of the proceeds from the event are going toward the Coastal Habitat for Humanity's LIFT program, which supports home repairs and renovations for veterans in the community. Participants say they're glad to contribute to a good cause. Veteran Paul Imperio said, "It's a beautiful charity. We're going to make money for our soldiers, and I want to dip anyway. It's good for your heart." For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, I just want to say thanks again to Chris and James, the great guys from Bath Wizard. Let me tell you what. Okay, we've been talking about, and we talk a lot off air, and I've met them over at their office, and I did get a hard hat tour of the new floor room, and where they're going to do some demonstrations and all of that kind of stuff, right? The showroom, not the floor room. So the showroom. And it's there. I mean, this is an amazing company. They're growing very quickly. Okay, they can take care of a lot of folks around the country in different spots. Maybe not every single spot, but I would just encourage you to do this. If you're interested in the product, give them a call and see if they can help you out. There are they may not be able to come to every single city and state, but they can come to a lot of them. Okay, 1-800-298-5914. We're online at bath-wizard.com, and they manufacture their own products. I mean, do you know how huge that is? So this is, made in America. Like Chris said, good old-fashioned American-made, right? So I think we may be seeing a kind of a renaissance or revolution in our country. We're taking back manufacturing and manufacturing of a lot of things. And I'm not going to go off politically and all that kind of stuff. I think we need to be making more and most, if not all, of our medications in our own country and not be importing these things. And that goes for a whole bunch of other products, including all these different bathroom products, you know, showers, tubs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, and you can see the quality, you can feel, touch the quality. There is no comparison, zero. So if you want something that'll last a few years, and then basically planned obsolescence have to be replaced, if that's what you want, go to the big box retail stores, get a cheap hunk of junk that looks nice, and this is a, you know, you get what you pay for kind of a situation. If you want a quality product that is backed up by a double lifetime warranty, that means there's a lifetime transferable warranty on the products and the service, including installation. I have never heard of such a thing. Reach out again to the great guys at Bath Wizard. 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. All right, so I'm going to shift gears here and talk about some of these senior care communities. I almost said retirement because I'm looking at continuing care retirement communities in my notes. That's where I'm headed here. Okay, so I give a lot of presentations all over the place to professional groups and civic groups and church groups and groups of employees at large employers and all of the above, right? And so I'll be giving a presentation. I'm one of the two presenters coming up here with just a really fine organization, and they've invited people from their, you know, their local community into their building, their community to learn about all of this stuff, all things related to senior care, right? And then the second presenter, he's going to be talking about, you know, financial matters and how to pay for senior care and those sort of things. Okay, but I am going to be, you know, talking about things that I've discussed on the radio many times. So the most frequently asked question, when is the right time to move? I'm going to address that. And then I'm going to address, it's actually not really a buy-in fee. It's called an entrance fee. And I want to talk about that a little bit today. So let's go ahead and jump into continuing care retirement community. So what that is it's exactly what it sounds like, continuing care. So the whole concept of a continuing care retirement community is that you could be living, you know, independently in your own home. So you could be living in your house or an apartment or wherever you're living, usually at your house, okay? And then just like some recent clients that I've worked with, it's just the husband and wife. And they're like, Steve, what do we need this big house for? They said, we probably use about 20% of the space, and the rest of the space is just there collecting dust, literally. and they said, you know, we have to bring in people to shovel snow and to mow the lawn and, you know all the stuff. They don't need care. They're still fully independent. But she said, you know, we're a little bit isolated. We would, you know, appreciate some socialization opportunities, and we would actually like to downsize and just move into a place where we could get help and care later on as needed and when needed and if needed. Okay, and that is just exactly what a continuing care retirement community addresses. So the whole concept, again, is living in your house, and then you sell your house, and you downsize, and you move to the independent living part of the community. And most of the inventory that you'll see will be a very nice apartment. But a lot of CCRCs, or continuing care retirement communities, will have freestanding houses, freestanding villas. They may have duplexes. Some may have fourplexes. You have a few options there, but frankly, the majority of the inventory would be very nice apartments. And so the idea is that you can move in to independent living and kind of let your hair down. so to speak. So guess what you don't have to worry about? You don't have to worry about the hot water heater going out and replacing that for $1,200 or whatever it is. You don't have to worry about the roof leaking. You don't have to worry about mowing the lawn and shoveling the snow. You don't have to worry about paying the taxes and all of the things that go along with home ownership. Okay, and I'm happy to do that, right, in my house right now. But at some point, I'm going to get tired of that stuff. I'm actually getting there. Okay, so but the bottom line is, you move into independent living, you let your hair down, you don't have to worry about all that stuff, and you can just relax and have a free schedule. And in independent living, all of them that I know of will offer at least the main meal every day. And some of them will offer a couple of meals per day. Okay, so you don't even have to cook very much. And that sounds pretty good. Do not underestimate the value of social engagement. Okay, that's even if you are a little more introverted, which, you know, Sean is our producer. We were just talking about that. We're a little more on the introverted side, okay? But even introverts need social engagement, trust me, okay? So a lot of times I'll hear from individuals living in their house, they're like, you know, we feel a little cut off, and we just like to have some things to do. And what goes along with having things to do, people to do those things with, right? So that's the whole idea. So you move into independent living. You have one or two meals a day prepared for you. And you have that social engagement, right? There's some transportation that will make a grocery run every week. And there's a lot to like about that. You don't have to pay the homeowner's tax, and good Lord, I just looked at my tax bill and it keeps going up. So, I mean, the good news is on that is that the house is worth more. The bad news is I'm paying a lot more in taxes, like every single year. It's about to knock me out. None of that. Guess who pays the taxes? The senior care community, right? So you would just pay an average monthly cost, and that would depend on the size of your apartment and whether there would be one or two people living in the apartment, okay? So there's a first person fee, and then the second person fee is pretty small just to cover the cost of your food, and you add those two together and boom, you're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood, just kind of an average range of $3,500 a month to $5,500 a month. That's going to cover, I think, you know, the majority of places. You could go a little lower, you can definitely go higher. Okay, and again, depending on the size of the apartment, that's the big factor here. But the bottom line is, it's not too bad. You're not paying the $400 or $500 a month in taxes, in property taxes. You're not paying and I think my homeowner's insurance just went up. You're not paying, you know, a couple of $100 a month for your homeowner's insurance and all that. You're not paying for utilities. Okay, you're not paying for most of that kind of stuff. So you add all that up, and the prices in independent living for what you get, that's not bad. But guess what? Independent living is just the entry point of a continuing care retirement community. And after the break, I'll continue that conversation about CCRCs and all of the major advantages offered in a continuing care retirement community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately.
I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you're ever in a sales conversation and the client says, well, why would I hire you and not the competitor? Bad news. They're not sold. And worse news, don't start prattling on about how much you care and your passion for the industry. What they're really asking is, I'm not sure that I trust you enough to deliver the transformation you're promising. A sales conversation is all about showing them how you can make their life better. The transformation you will provide when you deliver your product or service. If they're still asking why you and not the other guy in your sales conversation, they haven't built up enough trust to buy from you. Keep selling the transformation, and you'll get the deal.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
10% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This report is sponsored by Horizon Therapeutics.
I'm Dr. Richard Johnson, and I've been a kidney specialist for more than 20 years. Kidneys, gout, and plants have more in common than you think. Chronic kidney disease, or CKD, can lead to gout, and gout can lead to CKD. And in fact, one in four people living with moderate to severe CKD has gout. Gout is a serious disease. It's caused by too much uric acid in the blood, which we now know can form crystals that build up throughout the body, including the joints, kidneys, and heart, like growing weeds. And if not controlled early on, weeds become unruly in a garden, causing damage to plants. And similarly, if uric acid and gout become out of control, they can lead to serious joint pain and other consequences, including a higher risk for CKD. Contact a gout specialist, such as a nephrologist, which is another name for a kidney specialist, or a rheumatologist, about how they can help you weed it gout before it becomes out of control.
To learn more, visit weeditgout.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to these CCRCs, Continuing Care Retirement Communities. What it is, it's an all of the above. And the concept, you move from home into a very nice independent living apartment. It could be a villa, freestanding house, duplex or fourplex. Most of the inventory would be an apartment. And then the concept is you can age in place and never have to leave the organization. And if it's a building that is a large kind of sprawling building that's all under one roof, guess what? You never have to change your address. Now, some CCRCs are more of a campus-style kind of an arrangement, so you may have, you know, several blocks worth of development, and you may have independent living apartments and houses and villas all over the place, and then you have an assisted living community and building kind of over here, and maybe a block or two down the road, then you've got your long-term care. So you could be separated out like that a little bit in a campus-style setting, a lot of times these places are under one roof. It's a little bit of a smaller, more manageable size, and never have to change your address. So, again, the whole point is age in place and never have to leave. And what that means is you're living in independent living, and let's say at some point down the road you start to have some issues, some challenges with some of these daily activities. It's really easy. And it's super easy to take for granted your ability to cook a meal or get dressed or remember to take your medications, taking a shower or a bath. All right? So some of these things, put your socks on, get your shoes going, tie your shoes, you know, all that kind of stuff that we do. We're on autopilot for decades and decades and decades until maybe we're in our mid or upper 70s or in our 80s, and all of a sudden, things aren't working quite like they used to. All of a sudden, we could use a little bit of help with some of those things. So that's when you can transition from independent living to the assisted living level of care, where the assisted living level of care, and I've talked about it many times on the program before, is a social model. It's not a medical model. It's a social model to help residents with their activities of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing and your dressing and your grooming, using the toilet. They can provide some incontinence management support to a point. Okay, they'll distribute your medications. Make sure you've got that. They make all of your meals. At this point, you don't even have to do any cooking. They'll take care of all of that for you. You don't have to worry about it. They make all of your meals, provide your snacks and hydration. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors make house calls at most of these assisted living communities. If you want to keep your own doctor, that's fine. They offer transportation to take you from your assisted living community out into the your local community to see your doctor out there. Okay? So no worries. There's just a tremendous amount of support at that assisted living level of care. That average cost depends on a couple of factors. Number one, how large your space or your apartment is. And then number two, how much care you require. So if you require minimal care, you'll pay less than someone requiring a tremendous amount of care. Okay? And that range could be anywhere from about $5,000 to $8,000 per month. That's 24-hour care. Okay? So that's the range there. Now, again, we're aging in place, continuing care, retirement community. If you should decline and need more help than that, then you can easily transition right down the hall or across the lawn or down the street. If it's a campus type of an arrangement, you can transition to the long-term care part of this community. And as I mentioned before on the program, long-term care, what that is, that's the medical model. Now, a lot of people out there still refer to that as a nursing home. And let me say, the industry really hates that term. Right? And with good reason, because if you say the nursing home word, that comes along with a lot of negative baggage. Okay? I would remind everyone that was negative baggage very, very well earned. Okay, but I would also remind everyone that I think most people today understand that long-term care communities, even if they still refer to it as nursing home, they understand that it's much, much, much improved. Okay, you cannot get away with cinder block walls and people smoking a cigarette out in the middle of the dining room and the severe old stale urine odor that used to just permeate everything. I have not seen that. I'm sure it's around somewhere, but it would be definitely the exception and not the rule. Okay? So anyway, I'm going to get off my high horse on that one. So you can transition from assisted living to long-term care and receive medical support. So all of the support that would be offered at the assisted living level of care, plus full medical care, and that might include diabetic management with insulin injections. It might include pain management or managing an indwelling Foley catheter. Okay, so if you have someone who has the urinary issues and they need help managing their catheter, that can be provided at the long-term care level. You may have some skin breakdown with some wound care needs and may need some wound care support. Okay, so it just you may be weakened to the point where it's really hard for you to transfer from point A to point B, and now it takes two staff members to help you move from your bed to your wheelchair to the toilet or in and out of the shower. Maybe it requires a mechanical lift, a resident lift to help you move from point A to point B. All of those things are offered at the long-term care level of care, where a shared room in long-term care. So it depends on where you live and some other factors, but $7,000 to $9,000 a month is going to cover most places. Now, if you're in a big metropolitan area on the coast, we're probably talking more money than that, okay? But I'm just giving you some average costs, $7,000 to $9,000. For a private room, it could be anywhere from about $9,500, maybe $10,000, upwards of $15,000 a month. Okay, so again, a continuing care retirement community has all of the above: independent living, assisted living, and long-term care, where you have that peace of mind knowing that you can age in place and never have to leave that organization. And many times you never even have to change your address. Now, in an upcoming Senior Care Live, maybe I'll break down these upfront costs in independent living. And again, a lot of people refer to that as a buy-in, but it's actually an entrance fee. And a lot of folks, they don't like the idea of an entrance fee until they understand how it works. Okay, so I'm going to look forward to breaking that down with you sometime in the future. If I can remember, maybe I'm so busy right now. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I'll bring that up next time and just break that down for you to help you understand. Because actually, it works out pretty well in your favor in most of the time, I think. Here. So, and if your head is spinning and you're like, oh, my gosh, how am I supposed to figure all of that out? Right, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800, and we can help you make sense of it all and help you choose the right place. That's a very complex decision-making process when you're looking for a CCRC, I'll tell you that. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Authorities in Texas are warning Americans against traveling into Mexico after a spate of recent violent kidnappings.
This statement comes after police in the border town of Benitez reported that three women who had crossed into Mexico to sell clothes at a local market had been missing for more than 2 weeks. Earlier this week, two American citizens who had entered Mexico for medical treatment were kidnapped and killed by a local criminal gang. Two other hostages were released unharmed after local police arrested five gang members. The incident threatened to sour relations between the two countries. On Wednesday, two Republican senators proposed a bill authorizing the deployment of U.S. troops over the border to fight the cartels.
That's the BBC's Leonardo Rocha reporting. Key legislation in the Wolverine State, where Michigan Democrats are poised to bring an 11-bill package to the legislature that would implement a stronger gun law. But state Republicans say current gun laws need to be enforced, not altered. The Coast Guard searching for possible survivors after two suspected smuggling boats overturned off the coast of San Diego. At least eight people are dead.
Crews are combing the area near Black Beach in San Diego, where they were able to retrieve eight bodies last night from the water. But darkness and thick fog hampered their efforts. San Diego Fire Rescue says there's a large debris field along the area, also known as Torrey Pines City Beach. It's believed there were about 15 people on board the boat that overturned. Authorities say Panga-style vessels are often involved in the smuggling operations that come ashore in that area. I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korea test-fired two cruise missiles Sunday from a submarine off its east coast, the latest in the series of weapons launches. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. relieffactor.com.
A group affiliated with the Islamic State group in the Congo is claiming responsibility for killing more than 35 people, mostly Christians, in the eastern part of the country.
The Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, is a militia with links to the Islamic State. The ADF rebels are accused by the UN and rights groups of maiming, raping, and abducting civilians, including children. A year-long joint operation between Uganda and Congo has not been successful in defeating or even substantially weakening the group.
Karen Chamas reporting. Three former organizers of Hong Kong's annual vigil in remembrance of victims of China's 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protests have been jailed for 4.5 months for failing to provide authorities with information on the group in accordance with a national security law. A major storm in Peru, at least 6 people there have died. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. E-cigarette company Juul Labs will pay Chicago $23.8 million to settle a lawsuit.
The lawsuit alleging the company marketed harmful vaping products to underage users. The city will use the money for youth prevention and reduction programs, education, and outreach, according to a press release. The settlement, the latest from the embattled e-cigarette giant, which laid off hundreds of workers and settled thousands of lawsuits brought by the families of Juul users, school districts, city governments, and Native American tribes last year. John Scott reporting.
New study finds long-term evidence that monitoring localized prostate cancer can be a safe alternative to immediate surgery or radiation. The results published Saturday are encouraging for men who want to avoid treatment-related problems. Researchers followed more than 1,600 United Kingdom men who agreed to be randomly assigned to get surgery. This is SRN News.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This program is about the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting those all together for you. Each weekend is my mission statement, and you can be part of the action. You can call us at 877-726-8255 with a question or a comment or an opinion about what's happening on the health front. And we've got lots to talk about this weekend. We're going to talk about a new study that reveals an unanticipated side effect of some of those powerful new weight loss drugs that are being embraced by social media influencers and Hollywood celebrities, producing fantastic weight loss, but also causing dramatic shortages in the supply for individuals for whom these medications are really necessary, diabetics. 877-726-8255. We're also going to take a deep dive on the subject of inflammation and how natural therapies can help to keep it in check. These are among the stories that we're going to tackle for you. Everything is fair game here on Intelligent Medicine, as long as it relates to the field of health, nutrition, diet, exercise, high-tech medical innovations. All right, this weekend we're about to plunge forward into daylight savings time across the United States, with the exception of a couple of states that don't subscribe to that. Parts of Arizona and the state of Hawaii are non-participatory. And there's a lot of controversy about daylight savings time because we're going to lose an hour this weekend. Boo! But we're going to gain an hour of sunlight. Yay! And the result may be some disruption to our sleep cycles and our bodily rhythms. And there's a lot of controversy about whether to stay put with the status quo or whether to embrace daylight savings time, make it a year-round thing. Yeah, more daylight at the end of the day. It's depressing to go out, especially in northern latitudes, around 4:30, and it's already twilight or dark. And so we want to extend daylight. On the other hand, there are people who are saying just leave it the way nature intended, standard time year-round. And we're going to explore that controversy for you because there actually is an initiative in Congress to create permanent daylight savings time. It's known as the Sunshine Protection Act, and surprisingly, it passed the Senate. In 2022, nothing passes the Senate anymore. They're completely deadlocked. But ultimately, it died a slow death in the House of Representatives, where it kind of got jammed up. And they're going to try and revive it. But there's a lot of controversy about this. And it turns out that about 70 countries around the world practice daylight savings time. Especially countries in the northern latitude, countries that are closer to the equator have less of a disparity between day and night. If you want to investigate, just go to Iceland or northern Norway in January, and these are virtually the lands of the midnight sun. So the history behind this is kind of interesting because... Do you know the origins of daylight savings time? It actually didn't come from America. It came from Germany in World War I. And the idea is that they were going to conserve scarce resources for the war effort by prolonging daylight, so there'd be less need for artificial lighting. That happened in 1916 in the middle of World War I. And in 1918, when the U.S. entered the war, they said, hey, smart idea, let's do this too. And so that's been something that has been perpetuated throughout the 20th century and out of the 21st century. Most of North America, Europe, New Zealand, and the Middle East are on the annual shift. But Europeans may soon change this. In 2019, the European Union voted to end the mandatory time shift. But that plan is also stalled around the controversies with Brexit and so on, and you know, COVID-19 threw a wrench in some of these plans. So there's a lot of opposition to this. And the opposition, despite the popularity of daylight savings time, by the way, surveys suggest that most people in the U.S. would like never again to have to fail with changing their clocks because it's a nuisance. And a plurality would prefer year-round daylight savings time over standard time. The poll shows 46% preferred year-round daylight savings time, while 33% preferred year-round standard time. So it's kind of divided, with more people preferring daylight savings time. Only 21% preferred to continue without switching back and forth. So, in other words, to continue switching back and forth. In other words, like, leave it the status quo. And the way I look at it, you know, I kind of like that extra daylight, but why, oh, why do we have to do it so early? You know, because what's going to happen is we'll have extra daylight at the end of the day, but I like to wake up early, and I like to wake up to the sunlight. And I don't like to wake up in total darkness, because then I have to turn on my SAD lights, my SAD lights, seasonal affective disorder lights, to give me a light in the eyes in the morning. I'm an early riser, and I like to get a little bit of light to activate my bodily rhythms. You know, it's a natural way that the body wakes up. And farmers like this, and also parents and PTAs across the country, educators, are opposed to daylight savings time because they realize that a lot of kids arrive at school brain dead because they stay up really late. And there's this kind of childhood and adolescent sleep rhythm that causes kids to be night owls. There's no coincidence that these vampire movies are very popular among kiddos because they're kind of vampires. They like to stay up late. They're on social media. They arrive at school. They're half gonzo. And therefore, there's an initiative to start school later. Well, daylight savings time actually subverts that because the kids are going to even be more tired when they arrive at school. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine has a position statement on this. They are a professional society that advances sleep care and enhances sleep health to improve lives, and they advocate for public policies that recognize that sleep is essential to health. They say that there are both acute and chronic effects of daylight savings time. The acute effects are increased traffic accidents, increased risk of heart attack and strokes. That actually happens to, you know, single-digit increases that happen for the first few days or a couple of weeks after the time change because people are discombobulated. They also point to something interesting, the chronic effects of daylight savings time. They claim that there is something called social jet lag. They define it as a chronic misalignment between the timing of demands of work, school, or other obligations against the innate circadian rhythm. They say that studies show that social jet lag is associated with an increased risk of obesity, metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular disease, and depression. And it's even worse because the time zones are very broad. You know, so think about it. The Eastern time zone comprises everything from the eastern tip of Long Island to Detroit, Michigan. And that's like hundreds of miles. So daylight arrives much earlier in the east and later in the west. And it's going to be pretty dark in the mornings in Detroit with the time change. Similarly, think of the geographical distance between Chicago, which is on Central Time, and Midland, Texas, which is in the southwest of Texas, hundreds of miles of difference. So this is a very hotly contested debate. The public wants it. They like that extra hour of daylight. Most of them, some people don't. Depends on whether you're early riser or night owl, you know. And public health authorities pretty much unanimously are stacked up against daylight savings time. Congress about to approve it, maybe. Year-round daylight savings time, what say you? You can join in the conversation. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take up that and other questions on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And a reminder that coming up this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, March 14th and 15th, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full script supplements dispensary. That's March 14th and 15th, 2 days only. You can get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements, supplements that we mentioned on this program, sometimes hard to find, hard to get. You can find them at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. 877-726-8255 gets into the doctor's office, and we got a call from John in Connecticut. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a diabetic and also have osteoarthritis, and I find it very hard to exercise to get my blood sugar down. And I called you before, and I thought it was my knees, and my orthopedic surgeon said it was my hips, and I think he's right.
Yep.
So after exercising a lot, you sort of realize it's not your knees, it's your hips. You know, I can't get my – what I really called for is about superoxide dismutase to see if that would help my diabetes and the inflammation in my joints.
Okay. Well, actually, that inflammation is going to be a subject that we take up a little later this hour. And a variety of things that you can take for inflammation. You can take quercetin. You can take boswellin. You can take curcumin. Curcumin is particularly good for inflammation. Lots of fish oil may be helpful. There's kind of a myriad of things that can be done for inflammation. But, you know, diet is also a source of inflammation. What are you typically eating? What's your diet like?
Yeah, it's, well, broccoli, carrots, salmon burgers with olive oil. And I just didn't, cashews, I just brought them back into my diet. And then I pistachios.
So yeah, those are all good, but you know, to the exclusion of any of the bad stuff, are you having any bread, pasta, excess fruit, juice, things like that? So actually, it sounds like you're maxing out on diet. I mean, we'd have to do a complete dietary analysis for you. It may be that the type of diabetes that you have is not just diet-related. It may be that you kind of turn the corner where your pancreas isn't producing enough insulin. Are you on insulin?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm on Lantus.
Oh, okay. So you are on insulin. That suggests that you have, we used to call it type 1.5, you know, where it's adult onset diabetes that can be sometimes treated with oral medications, diet, and exercise, but you may have turned a corner where you actually require insulin to maintain your blood sugar. You know, we have to kind of do a deep dive into what's going on with that diabetes. Because it may be possible for you to reduce your dependency on insulin. Insulin, of course, can maintain body fat. So what I like to do is have patients go on a very low-carb diet, even like a keto diet, eliminating virtually all carbs, you know, subsisting on protein and fat. And that enables them to reduce their dependency on insulin, drop weight, and that, in turn, has a good effect on inflammation. Your fat cells, the percentage of body fat that you have, actually has a lot to do with your level of inflammation. And I'm not saying that, you know, you may not have incurred some joint damage already, but to the extent that there's ongoing inflammation, the best way to curb that is to keep blood sugar under control and to eliminate excess body fat. That is the pathway towards reducing inflammation in general. If you eat it with ordinary osteoarthritis, it doesn't have to be, you know, rheumatoid arthritis or any other type of, you know, autoimmune inflammatory arthritis. So, yeah, those are the supplements that I would focus on. And listen up to the latter part of this hour where we're going to focus on the subject of inflammation, okay? That's a good setup for what we're going to be talking about later this hour. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, they make a lot about the what's called the Eat Lancet Planetary Health Diet. That's a diet that urges us to give up meat, for the sake of the planet, but also for the health benefits, the supposed health benefits thereof. There's a very interesting study here entitled Estimated Micronutrient Shortfalls of the Eat Lancet Planetary Health Diet. It's a diet that tells us virtually to stop eating animal protein and to include a lot of vegetable protein. What they're saying here in this study is that the problem with this diet is that there are significant potential deficiencies of vitamin B12, calcium, iron, and zinc. And the suggestion of these researchers is that we modify this Lancet Planetary Health Diet, which supposedly delivers health benefits as well as eco-benefits, you know, for greening the planet and keeping our atmosphere from building up excess carbon dioxide, so-called greenhouse effect, that we augment the diet by increasing the proportion of animal-source foods, but also reducing foods high in phytate. Too much fiber can interfere with the absorption of critical minerals, and that might be the effect of the diet that's outlined by the authors of this ambitious worldwide diktat to reduce animal protein and have us subsist on a vegan diet. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. March is National Sleep Awareness Month. Adequate sleep is a cornerstone of better long-term health. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their natural wellness line, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep, combines well-studied ingredients offering non-habit-forming options and natural sleep and relaxation support. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's Kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From Wi-Fi thermostats, video doorbells, and smart door locks to voice-activated lighting and smoke, CO2, and water sensors, smart home tech is super popular right now. As these relatively inexpensive devices offer added convenience and control, cost savings, and safety. I caught up with Chad McKenzie, certified financial planner at The Cooperators, best known for its insurance and financial services.
A smart home is a home that uses internet-connected devices to enable the remote monitoring and management of appliances and systems such as, you know, your lighting, heating, even your cameras. Smart home technology has been advancing and certainly in sophistication and ease of use, which brings both peace of mind and protection to homes, cottages, cars, and even people's businesses and other insured properties.
More at cooperators.ca.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number if you want to get in on the conversation. By the way, if you can't call during this live program, you can call anytime you like. 24/7, 365, and you can record a question. We'll be taking some of those questions later in the program. But first, let's talk about all those popular new weight loss drugs. They're all the rage. Social media is ablaze with remarkable stories of dramatic weight loss, before and after pictures. Inspires a lot of people to say, hey, I want to get rid of my excess weight. I haven't been successful with diet, so I want to take Ozempic, Wegovy. These are injectable medications designed for diabetics, but they have the nice side effect of helping people lose a lot of weight. And then there's the oral form of semaglutide called Rybelsus. And now Mounjaro, which is a double-barreled action medication, incorporating some of the advantages of the previous medications with an additional boost. So actually the demand is exceeding the supply. There are critical shortages of these medications for the very people who really need them, diabetics, because a lot of people without diabetes are opting for them. And there's an article in the Wall Street Journal about how online startups are surging, and there's some problems here because there are lots and lots of startups, and this is kind of like Uberizing medicine. You don't have to go to the doctor. You can go online and get whatever you want with a quick and easy medical screening. No bother, no fuss. COVID really accelerated this because going to the doctor's office seemed problematic. And so these days you can get access to ADD medications. You know, maybe you're a struggling student and you want a boost on exams. You can get a prescription for ADD medications appropriately or not appropriately. Whether or not you have ADD, you may have some aspects of that. You know, you can't really focus or concentrate. That's kind of a vague definition of ADD. You can easily get Viagra online. Even testosterone prescriptions and prescriptions for other drugs. So it's, you know, works for the online dispensers. They glom a lot of money off that. And venture capital is very interested in subsidizing these startups because the returns are, double digit and more for them, with interest rates being so, poor these days from the stock market. So, okay, they profile a company called NextMed. They say that NextMed is surging in growth, but they also have controversial ads where they actually show before and after pictures that are not from people who are taking these medications. You know, it's almost like stock photos of people who've had dramatic weight loss. They're using them, and they're using fake testimonials to advocate for the use of these medications. And their screening process has also come under question. It's, you know, very cursory screening. You're over 18, you say. You can attest to that, but who knows. You are a little heavier than you'd like to be, and you'd like to lose weight. You know, and basically, you know, you're not on your deathbed, so you're not at very high risk of side effects. So fine, here's my prescription for medication, and we'll ship it to you at your expense because you may not be covered by insurance. They'll process your insurance, but it may or may not cover the bill for $1,300 or more for these medications. A new study has suggested that there is an unforeseen side effect of these medications. And I knew that this was coming because there's no such thing as a free ride with medication that produces dramatic effects. We know, for example, that these medications produce dramatic weight loss, but at the expense of causing a lot of lean body mass loss. And you can lose, say, 25 pounds, but 10 pounds of that may come from a loss of lean body mass, which you can ill afford because as you age, you're already losing lean body mass, and the result may be that you become progressively more frail, frailty defined as a loss of bodily strength and lean body mass. And let's say you don't tolerate the side effects. You're tired of feeling nauseous and experiencing loss of appetite, even vomiting with these medications, so you stop and you lost a lot of weight. It's much harder to regain lean body mass than to regain fat. Very easy to rebound and have rebound weight gain and go back to your original weight, minus 10 pounds of beneficial lean body mass. Well, here's a new side effect. It comes to us from a study. Apparently, it's a study, both collaboration between China and Canada. Incretin-based drugs, that's this drug category, and risk of intestinal obstruction among patients with type 2 diabetes. What they found was that, especially if you're using these drugs for a long period of time, over a year and a half, that there was a higher risk of intestinal obstruction. And that results from progressive swelling of the intestine that may occur with these medications. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to happen to everyone who takes these medications, but it increases the risk for this serious side effect that could land you in the hospital, that could even result in the need to remove a piece of your intestine. It's a medical emergency. And so, you know, we've got to be on the lookout for these side effects as the use of these medications becomes ever more prevalent, especially in people who, you know, may not have a compelling reason to use them. You know, if you're trying to lose, you know, that aggravating 10, 12 pounds that you can't seem to peel off your carcass, these medications may not be appropriate. If you have diabetes, I've seen them really work to help people lose weight, which improves their metabolism and reduces their cardiovascular risk factors. That's a true benefit that outweighs the small risk of intestinal obstruction. With everything in life, it's a risk-benefit equation. There's no free ride. And the same is true for these new popular meds. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of inflammation and talk about a natural approach that may help people keep it under better control. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, and their first SUV of its kind, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Solterra, built to help protect the environment so it can be explored. It's the first electric vehicle to feature the legendary standard capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you to places traditional electric vehicles can't reach. Love is now electric. Learn more at Subaru.com/Solterra.
If you're the kind of person that likes to drive a lot and your car is a little older and out of the normal warranty, keep listening. What's going on underneath the hood of your car? If your car is out of warranty, you're at risk of expensive repair bills. Now, for a couple of dollars a day, you can get an extended protection plan for your car. You love your car, so why not give it a little extra care and make sure, if something goes wrong, your bank account is safe? Literally, for a couple of dollars a day, you can give yourself peace of mind that you've purchased a top-tier vehicle repair coverage plan. Call the Auto Protection Network right now and ask how you could save an additional $500 on your policy.
800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. That's 800-876-7047.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This report is sponsored by Horizon Therapeutics.
I'm Dr. Richard Johnson, and I've been a kidney specialist for more than 20 years. Kidneys, gout, and plants have more in common than you think. Chronic kidney disease, or CKD, can lead to gout, and gout can lead to CKD. And in fact, one in four people living with moderate to severe CKD has gout. Gout is a serious disease. It's caused by too much uric acid in the blood, which we now know can form crystals that build up throughout the body, including the joints, kidneys, and heart, like growing weeds. And if not controlled early on, weeds become unruly in a garden, causing damage to plants. And similarly, if uric acid and gout become out of control, they can lead to serious joint pain and other consequences, including a higher risk for CKD. Contact a gout specialist, such as a nephrologist, which is another name for a kidney specialist, or a rheumatologist, about how they can help you weed it gout before it becomes out of control.
To learn more, visit weeditgout.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
With a lab leak theory more prevalent, there's footage showing government officials like Dr. Fauci directly lying to you. With the continued mistrust of government officials on top of the lack of confidence in the FBI, where do we go from here and how does it affect you?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Inflammation is the common denominator for a variety of medical afflictions. There's also the theory that inflammation is the root of aging itself. It's called inflammaging. And so we're going to do a deep dive on that subject with Dr. John Troop. He's a PhD, Chief Science and Education Officer of Blue Root Health, makers of vital nutrients. Dr. Troop, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. Great being with you.
Well, yeah, tell us a little bit about inflammation. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things that's essential for the body. It actually has a healing aspect, but when it's out of control, it's problematic.
Yeah, you know, inflammation is really the underlying root cause of all chronic disease states. And if you don't make sure that you do everything you can to make sure you have a healthy immune response, that can progress to inflammatory state. And in turn, that can progress to the development of chronic diseases, and even ultimately, left unaddressed, it could actually lead to complications in chronic disease state. So it is the underlying link and common problem across all chronic disease states.
So are there some natural ways that we actually had a caller earlier in the program who was suffering from diabetes associated with hip pain, thought to be related to arthritis, and itis is by definition an inflammatory problem. Are there some specific nutrients that can address that?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, the progression to inflammation is really a result of the immune response not working as well as it ought to. And that's really the starting point. So the immune system is really the body's natural way of trying to heal itself, but sometimes it's just overwhelmed and it needs a little bit of help. And what that really means is that we've got to turn into basic lifestyles, looking at diet and nutrition and improving those practices, and where there's a possibility to use naturally derived products like botanicals and medicinal botanicals, I think there's an opportunity there. In particular, we now know that there have been a number of well-studied botanicals like curcumin or boswellia, even quercetin, that can play a really big role in helping to balance the immune system and help to modulate the inflammatory response that may have gone haywire.
And there's another one, and you know, actually, your company, Vital Nutrients, makes something called BCQ, and BCQ suggests there are three ingredients. There are actually four. The fourth, there's two Bs. There's boswellin and bromelain. That's a proteolytic enzyme. Can you tell us how that might work?
Yeah. So bromelain is actually an enzyme derived from pineapples, and it plays an important role, as you mentioned. It's a protease enzyme. What that means is that it can help break down some of the foreign particles that are providing the insult or even leading to an acceleration of an oxidation process. And so the bromelain, the enzyme, helps kind of round out the overall system approach that the other botanicals that are in that product help do. So it's really a kind of, if you will, a two-punch step in trying to manage this underlying system response.
And there's a lot lately on neurodegenerative disease, you know, conditions like dementia and Alzheimer's, where it seems to be associated with runaway inflammation in the brain. And so devil's advocate question, why don't we just tell everybody to take, Advil, ibuprofen, Motrin, Aleve, and, you know, we'll cure all these inflammatory disorders. Or runners experiencing pain in their joints, you know, they should just pop an Advil before running.
Yeah. You know, that's really a great question, and maybe we can even consider that the $64,000 question, because medical science would have us believe that taking Advil to block these COX-2 inhibitors and so on would really help reduce pain. And while that's correct, it overlooks the fundamental issue of not being able to address or rebalance the underlying system that causes inflammation. So what NSAIDs do, and including things like the active compounds like acetaminophen and the other popular OTC drugs, is they block those enzymes. And so while that may help in extreme cases or really with a very extreme chronic discomfort of pain, it's really important to use a more natural approach that doesn't block the breakdown of these prostaglandins but helps to rebalance them so that the immune system can have a more complete ability to manage itself. And I'll just give me 10 seconds here, and I'll say the immune system is really a two-phase process. is the initiation phase, which is the response to the initial insult or challenge in the body. And then the second phase, which is largely underappreciated, maybe unaware by many, is a resolution phase. And medicinal botanicals help balance those two phases that are really important, and that the use of OTCs will block and not allow that to happen. And so therein lies the opportunity to consider an underlying systems approach rather than a symptomatic approach to address the sequence in the two-phase process of immune and inflammatory resolution.
You know, as an athlete myself, I'm aware of studies that suggest that, yeah, you can abolish pain associated with exercise. You know, maybe after a hard workout, you know, you pop some anti-inflammatories. But that actually interferes with the benefits of exercise because the stress on your muscles and on your joints invokes a repair process, and you're blocking that because inflammation actually has certain benefits in the short term.
Yeah. Absolutely, and one of the things that's also important with exercise is just not skeletal muscle, but it is the central nervous system and the intervention that causes the activation and the contractility of the skeletal muscles. And so let's not forget that the central nervous system, 15% of those cells include immune cells called microglial cells, and the use of these botanicals help those microglial cells respond to the inflammatory insult for an overall better response and recovery, especially in exercise.
Right. And actually, it's been reported that a downside of, you know, chronically taking these medications, they're hard on the kidneys. And paradoxically, unlike aspirin, they actually increase the risk of blood clots. So they really, you know, have some downsides if you use them chronically. And but it, does that apply to these botanicals, or is their mode of action a little more natural and gentle?
Yeah, they're much more natural and much more gentle, where they really kind of work with the underlying biochemical metabolic pathways to bring about a really an adaptive change rather than a targeted blocking effect.
So some of our listeners are going to say, you know, I heard about this thing on the radio. They're going to take this information to their doctors. By the way, we have a nice article at drhoffman.com that kind of outlines the principles behind these. And doctors going to say, well, yeah, but that's just folklore. There's no scientific literature supporting that. What say you?
There's quite a bit of scientific literature, starting off about 1,000 years ago, based off of the traditional uses in Ayurvedic medicine, and even related to traditional Chinese medicine. So that's the starting point. But in the last 30 years, there's been a significant number of clinical studies that have been carried out looking at both the dose response, the mechanism of action, and outcome studies that really help support not only this discussion today, but the ongoing and continued use of these botanicals as part of the normal daily lifestyle regimen to help address some of the chronic disorders and discomfort that many might feel.
And, you know, I'm just going through my story list of stories that I was going to do anyway today, and I think I have one on, here's an interesting one, the effect of curcumin supplementation on weight loss and anthropometric indices. Wow, it's not like magically it's going to melt the pounds away, but the net effect is when you reduce inflammation, you actually may let go of pounds. So that's interesting. I'll talk through that study a little later in the program. So, yeah, curcumin.
Yeah, you know what inflammation does? Inflammation leads to insulin resistance. Inflammation leads to insulin resistance. And when you're insulin resistant, that contributes to metabolic syndrome and to the progression to obesity and even more complications. And so that's just another example of how these naturally occurring botanicals really have a complementary effect to how the body works anyway.
And that may be applicable to our caller earlier, because he was suffering from diabetes and now he was having knee pain and then hip pain. And I said, you know, that's very often a concomitant of insulin resistance, because an excess body fat and insulin resistance are associated with inflammation. So anything that's, and it's a two-way street, you know, the high blood sugar causes inflammation, but also inflammation can affect blood sugar metabolism. So, you know, you want to keep that in check.
Right.
You know, not to suggest a panacea-like effect of this, but, you know, many cancers are associated with chronic inflammation. So, you know, keeping inflammation to a minimum, I think, is important on a variety of fronts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the cancer-causing agents all lead to an inflammatory response that's rendered uncontrollable, kind of like a cytokine storm at its worst case. And so the inflammation and inflammatory pathways all contribute to that big issue.
So at Vital Nutrients, you know, you're not just a one-note Charlie. You guys make really nice selection of omega-3 products, which really would be good companion products to BCQ in dealing with inflammation. Can you just mention that synergy?
Yeah, in fact, there are two solutions that are worth taking a look at. Definitely omega-3s like the 800 and the 700 or 720 that we have is really important because the omega-3 fatty acids, and in particular DHA, are the precursors to a lot of the metabolites that the system and the immune system use. And so that's really an important component. We have another product called the Vegan SPM program product, which is also important because that particularly focuses on the second phase that I mentioned of inflammation, which is the resolution phase. And
right.
So these are all
pro-resolving mediators, you know, so-called. Let me give out the information. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. And you can visit their website at vitalnutrients.co/products/BCQ to find out about the specific products we're mentioning today. Thanks very much, Dr. John Troop. Very informative. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. You've heard me talk about Vital Nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple 1 or 2 page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at Senior Care Consulting.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Treasury Department says there will not be a bailout for the Silicon Valley Bank, but the government will work to help depositors who are concerned about their money.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's trying to reassure Americans there won't be a domino effect after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, like the meltdown in 2008. She says the American banking system is really safe and well capitalized. On NBC's Meet the Press, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says this appears to be an isolated case, but the banking industry bears watching.
Should the regulators have been on the ball to ensure that this bank could not have had this risk? And what else is out there?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Wet, miserable weather continuing across a huge swath of California as an atmospheric river that caused major flooding flowed eastward. And as it moves out, weather officials say another onslaught of rain and snow could yet again pummel the region as soon as Monday night. In the leadoff caucus state for the 2024 Republican campaign, activity is heating up.
The two Republicans leading the early presidential polls already have their sights on Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is not yet a formal candidate, made his first visit to the state on Friday. He's a top-tier presidential prospect viewed as a rival to Donald Trump. On Monday, the former president pays a visit to Iowa for the first time since announcing his re-election bid. Several other GOP presidential hopefuls have also made early stops in Iowa. Greg Clugston reporting.
The South Korean and U.S. militaries have begun their biggest joint military exercises in years. In apparent protest, North Korea says it conducted submarine-launched cruise missile tests. The launches on Sunday signal North Korea likely will conduct more weapons testing during the 11-day run of the drills. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
In racing, last week's Cup winner celebrates again.
William Byron liked victory lane so much last week at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, he went back this week at Phoenix Raceway, besting Ryan Blaney and Kyle Larson in a last lap battle for the win.
I assumed he would be more aggressive, but my counter to that was, all right, I got to win. I'm do whatever I can do. So it was kind of like it was a game of chicken a little bit.
Larson had dominated, leading 201 laps, but Byron was on his bumper for the entire race.
He did a really good job of holding it to my outside and clear me down the back.
They were in a drag race on the final lap as Byron drove in deep to turn one and pulled away.
I was kind of like, man, it went so good last week. I'm probably going to end up crashing here.
Blaney came out of the scrum in second with Larson in third. I'm Jerry Jordan.
Scotty Scheffler back to number one in the world thanks to a pretty good performance at the Players' Championship Sunday. Scheffler closed with a 69 to become only the third winner at Sawgrass with all four rounds in the 60s. Breaking news at townhall.com. Water main problems in the Florida Keys.
Much of the area lost water pressure Saturday night after the water main broke, blocking traffic on a major roadway and forcing numerous businesses to close early. It's the third time a water main has broken in the past week in the Keys. Crews made the repairs by early Sunday morning. Nevertheless, the Florida Keys Aqueduct Authority issuing a boil water alert through Wednesday once water returned to the residents. Jason Walker reporting.
Michigan Democrats are poised to bring an 11-bill package to the legislature that would implement several gun laws like safe storage, universal background checks, and extreme risk protection orders, also known as red flag laws. Meanwhile, the Democrats are acting fast on the legislation. State Republicans say current gun laws need to be better enforced and not altered. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
J-O-Y.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and this time around, we continue with the comedy series, The Charlie McCarthy Show, starring Edgar Bergen. Then we'll have Jack Webb in one of the radio detective series he worked on prior to Dragnet, Jeff Regan, Investigator. Ah, but the funny stuff first. Now, at the end of our previous show, we heard the famed radio ventriloquist and his talented cast, including, of course, his alter ego, Charlie McCarthy, as well as Mortimer Snurz. While those were his best-known dummies over the years, though, he voiced others, among them Effie Clinker, Lars Lindquist, and Podine Huffington. Well, as we continue this episode, Edgar and Charlie will welcome a lovely guest star. She was a five-time Academy Award nominee for the following pictures: Cimarron in 1931, Theodore Goes Wild in 36, The Awful Truth in 37, Love Affair from 39, and I Remember Mama from 1948. She would be paired with some of Hollywood's top leading men, including Cary Grant, William Powell, and Charles Boyer. And now she'll make time with a flirtatious dummy. After a little word from their sponsor, the show will continue with Edgar and Charlie visiting with Irene Dunne. This is from April 25th, 1943.
In buying anything these days, two questions are uppermost. First, how good is it? And second, just how useful? On both those counts, Tenderleaf brand tea balls walk away with top honors. So good and so useful that today they outsell every other kind. The standards of the American housewife demand those finer tea balls. They've become the accepted modern way to enjoy finer tea. Tenderleaf brand tea balls bring you the flavor of the choice young tender tea leaves, such as you get in Tenderleaf tea put up in packages, too. Now, if tea grew right in your own garden, and you could select each leaf for yourself, you'd pass up the old leaves down low on the plant and take the little half-grown ones every time, because the flavor is so much richer in the small leaves out toward the branch tips. And it's that delightful fragrance and more satisfying flavor that you get in improved Tenderleaf brand tea balls. They're made with tasteless filter paper, too. That's still another reason for their overwhelming popularity. This week, serve tea for breakfast and at other meals, too. Enjoy this finer blend. Ask your grocer for Tenderleaf brand tea in packages or in improved Tenderleaf tea balls.
What is it, Charlie?
Doesn't Irene Dunne look lovely in her Easter outfit?
Yes, she certainly does.
Yeah.
Very lovely.
Yeah. Bergen, I think that love bug has finally got me.
Is that so?
Every time I look at her, I say to myself, Dunne is the one.
Is that so? Yeah. Well, you've really got it bad, haven't you?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, I'll have to tell Irene.
No.
Irene... I've got to tell you something that Charlie just said. It's rather amusing.
Really? Well, what did Charlie say?
Well,
Go ahead, tell her.
Still pigeon?
Yeah.
Well, Irene, I think Charlie has a case of puppy love.
Puppy love?
Yeah.
Well, now, that's not unusual for a boy his age. Who's the young lady, Charlie?
You.
Me?
I fought it off as long as I could, Irene. But I know it's really a real thing this time, and I'm in love.
Oh, well, now, that's very flattering, Charlie, but I don't think you know what love is.
Well, it's scientists don't know what electricity is either, but they know what to do with it. Irene, this isn't anything new with Charlie. He's been talking about you ever since I took him to see you in Showboat.
Oh,
that was a wonderful picture, and you were so good. I'd love to have a Showboat of my own sometime. With you as my star attraction.
Well, Showboats are lots of fun, Charlie. Mm-hmm. And if you ever get one, I'll be there.
Good. I can see us now.
floating down the Mississippi in our little showboat. I'm standing on the deck with the salt spray a-slapping me in the kisser.
And the paddle wheels are a-chugging and a-chugging.
Yeah, what are they chugging so hard for?
We're going uphill.
Oh. Well, Irene, it sure is fun being on a showboat, isn't it?
I told you it'd be fun.
Yeah. How do you feel about going from Jerome Kern's showboat to Charlie McCarthy's showboat?
Well, it's a big jump.
Yeah?
From Kern to Corn.
Oh. Well, I think I'd better get my makeup on. By the way, what show are we giving tonight?
Tonight, Uncle Tom's Cabin or Beat Me Simon with a Buggy Whip.
Oh. Topsy and Eva, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, the way we murdered that
thing.
Yeah,
we murdered.
Oh, we really crippled it up.
Yeah.
We should call it Autopsy and Eva, the way we... Irene, what part am I playing tonight?
Well, you're going to play Topsy.
Oh, good. Then I don't have to wash. What part is Bergen playing?
Oh, we'll just let him be himself.
Oh. Oh, well, he deserves something better than that. Well, it's your time. Let's get started. Is the audience in the theater?
Yep, he's here.
Oh, so it's one of those things again, huh? Well, then on with the show.
Get your programs here. Get your programs. You can't tell one program from another program without a program.
I think we can do without him. I don't like him. As the curtain rises, we find little Eva, a fragile little thing, gazing out the window. She's not feeling so good. The music isn't feeling so good either. Raise the curtain, Merton.
Ah, it is so beautiful sitting here by the window, gazing out into the fields of daffodils and pumpernickels. I wonder where Topsy is. Ouch! Oh, there you are. Hello, Topsy.
Hello, Terry. Hello, Miss Eva. As wicked I am.
You certainly is. Do you know what happens to bad little girls like you?
I ain't telling. If you want to know, find out for yourself.
Ah, Topsy, why can't you be good like me?
Like you? Well, what about you pushing your uncle off the front porch and giving your grandma the hot foot? Yeah, that don't sound like a little Eva to me.
Well, I've been eating vitamins.
Well, you better wean off them just a wee bit.
Hello, children.
Well, Uncle Tom.
Yeah. I got shoes, you got shoes, all us children got shoes.
This is before rationing, of course.
Uncle Tom, how are you, Uncle Tom?
Uncle Tom got a hand. He'll be hard to work with. Huh? Please, folks, please, please.
Not so good, Miss Eva. Not so good. Lousy, lousy, lousy.
You certainly are, Bergen. More of it, huh? And who are you?
I'm Simon Legree, the roofest, toofest villain in the whole soup.
Well, shut my mouth.
Save me, children, save me.
Ah, oh, there you are, Uncle Tom. I've come to take you away. I'm an absolute cad, you know.
Well, we knew you weren't an actor. Oh, no.
Save me, children, I'm a-losing my freedom by yumpin' yimini. No, I mean...
You're losing your accent, too.
Yeah, remember, Bergen, you're Uncle Tom, not Uncle Axel. All right.
Get your tomatoes here. Nice, unfresh tomatoes. You can't show the actors your appreciation without a tomato.
You get out of here with those tomatoes. On with the show, Simon Legreasy.
Oh, yes. Where was I? Oh, yes, I was being mean to Uncle Tom, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Uncle Tom, I beat you last night. I beat you the night before, and I'm going to beat you tonight.
How can you be so cruel?
Oh, what's a little game of gin rummy between friends?
Oh, please don't be mean to Uncle Thomas, Mr. Legree. Have you no respect for his old gray hair?
Hair? Well, that does it. This is the worst job of casting I've ever seen.
You're right, Charlie. This kind of acting's enough to sink a showboat.
By golly, you did it, too.
I think we hit a sandbar.
We're always hitting a sandbar. Look at the water coming in, too.
Get your water wings here, folks. You can't see the rest of the water wings.
Let's go, Charlie. Let's get out of here.
Hey, wait a minute. Think of the audience for a second. Seconds up. Come on, swim for shore.
Again next week when Charlie and all of us will be on hand to greet our special guest, Barbara Stanwyck. Meanwhile, when it's coffee you're buying, ask for Chase and Sanborn Coffee. When it's tea, Tenderleaf brand tea. Chase and Sanborn Coffee, Tenderleaf Tea. Two favorites for days like these. Ask your grocer for them both. This is Buddy Twist saying goodnight from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
With an odd little version of Harriet Beecher Stowe's story, Uncle Tom's Cabin. That was from April 25th, 1943. While Irene Dunne's film career was lengthy and varied, including roles in the Western Cimarron, the comedy Theodora Goes Wild, and the family pictures Life with Father and I Remember Mama, my favorites are the comedic films that paired her with Cary Grant, The Awful Truth, and My Favorite Wife. The on-screen chemistry between the two was always great. Years later, she spoke of him. Here's the quote. I appeared with many leading men, but working with Cary Grant was different from working with other actors. He was much more fun. I think we were a successful team because we enjoyed working together tremendously, and that pleasure must have shown through onto the screen. I will always remember two compliments he made me. He said I had perfect timing in comedy, and that I was the sweetest-smelling actress he ever worked with. Irene Dunne had been discovered while appearing in the first national touring company of Showboat back in 1929, and indeed played and sang the role of Magnolia again in the 1936 film version of the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein musical. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wynn Radio Was, it's Jack Webb as Jeff Regan, Investigator, right after this break.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the tools and the music is the tunes with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
As long as they can pay the bills. And Colin Snyder is just the baby who can do it. So hop over there and find out what's what. And call me if you run into any trouble.
Collins Knight, attorney at law, Taft Building, turned out to be a medium-sized man, about 50, in a loud tan sport coat and black and white polka dot tie. The good tailoring on his shoulders didn't cover up that 45-year-old stomach, but it didn't seem to bother him. He smiled when I walked in his office, pulled out a bottle of bonded stuff and a couple of tall glasses.
Sit down, Regan. Make yourself comfortable. Say when.
When?
I'm a four-finger man, too. Yeah. Here's to you. Cigar?
I don't use them.
You don't mind if I do. Yeah. Now then, I asked you to come here because I want you to find Big Ed Kittredge for me. Been missing 3 days, according to his wife.
From pictures I've seen of Big Ed, he'd be a hard man to miss.
Yeah, I figure the same way, Regan, but he's been gone for 3 days, and I think someone's either cooled him off or he's lammed.
Why do you think somebody cooled him?
Oh, a man like Big Ed's bound to have a lot of enemies, for one reason or another.
Why do you think he lammed?
For one reason or another.
Friend or enemy?
Neither. I just know the guy. He's one of my people. I handle a couple things for him. His wife is worried about him.
I didn't know people like Big Ed had wives.
Well, they do. At least Ed does, and a darn cute little girl she is. Inez. Yes, very pretty little girl.
Tell me about him.
He's gone.
What about his wife? Where'd he meet her? When'd he marry her? I gotta have something.
I don't know.
Well, I'll have to see her.
Okay, see her.
You don't much care whether I find Big Ed or not, do you?
Nope.
Thanks for the drink.
You don't like me, do you, Regan?
No.
Oh, most people don't. So long, Shamus. Keep in touch.
The name on the door said Mr. and Mrs. Edward Kittredge. It was a clean door in a clean hall with a nice new carpet on the third floor of an apartment house over on Franklin. I figured $100 enough for a bachelor. She was pretty. Red hair, the mahogany kind. Green eyes. 24, maybe. But she could look 16, just coming off the beach and wearing those gold sandals.
Yes?
Miss Kittredge?
Hi, my name's Kittredge.
My name's Regan. I'm a private detective. Collins Knight hired me. He said your husband's missing.
Oh, come in, Mr. Regan.
I told him I'd want to talk to you. Okay if I sit down?
Oh, of course. I'm sorry, Mr. Regan.
Can you tell me anything about him? His friends? Business?
You ever heard of Big Ed Kittredge?
Oh, yeah. He's been around. Makes the papers now and then.
You know what kind of friends he might have.
What about his business?
I love... Mr. Regan, I was hopping cars in Glendale 3 years ago. The movie contract they brought me out from Iowa to keep wasn't anything more than a lot of talk. And I had to eat. One day, a big man came in. I waited on him.
Big Ed?
Yeah. After that, he kept coming in. I began going out with him. When he asked me to marry him, I married him. I didn't ask him what he did for a living or how he spent his time. He was good to me. He's always been good to me. Now he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been gone more than 5 hours since we were married. He gave me everything, done everything for me.
Then you don't ask questions.
No, I don't ask questions. But there's one thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, a partner here, a man named Axman, was here 2 nights ago. That was the night Ed left. He'd never come back.
Axman?
Yeah. They was in the kitchen. I was in the bedroom. I thought I heard him quarrel, and when I came out, Axman had his hat in his hand. He was leaving. Ed went with him.
Mm-hmm. That it?
Well, yeah, that's it. I ain't seen him since then. Think anything's happened to him? You think he's all right?
I think you ought to tell me the truth.
What?
All the pictures I've seen in the paper of Big Ed Kittredge of a big man with a pipe in his face. I don't see any pipe racks around here, but I see where they might have been.
Why, you...
And if I went to that closet, I bet I wouldn't find any of Ed's clothes around here either. Now, come on. Tell me about that argument.
All right, you win, Peter. The same thing we've been arguing about for 3 years. He drinks too much. He plays the horses too much. And besides, he socked me.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I finally got fed up. Told him to get out.
Only now you want him back. Why?
Just long enough to serve him some divorce papers and get a property settlement.
I thought it'd be something like that.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Ring. Wait a minute. About Axman, I wasn't lying. He hates Ed, even if they are partners. Something from the old days. Axman walked in when Ed and me was having our knockdown. He saw it all. He wanted to bump it, he could do it. Somehow he'd fix it so it looked like I'd done it. He's the kind.
You think he'd make a good witness?
Well, Axman's a smart guy. And I, the doorman and the clerk downstairs, they heard Ed and me arguing. I get kind of loud. I might have said something about killing Ed. Sure make me look sick if Ed turned up dead somewhere.
Yeah, it would.
You gonna help me?
I'm already hired, lady.
Thanks, Peter, thanks. Sorry, I put on that act.
You were pretty good. Wrong prop, that's all. I'd try that studio again if I were you.
Yeah? They're a bunch of slobs. They would give no calibrate.
Maybe you're right.
You ain't bad for a peeper. When this is all over, let's you and me have a drink somewhere or something, huh?
Yeah, something.
I'd like to meet a nice guy. A real nice guy, just once. Just once.
Two minutes later, in front of the apartment house, I was lighting a cigarette and thinking over what Inez Kittredge had just told me when a soft hand belonging to the soft arm, body, and face of a little thug I knew named Louis Pacheco settled on my arm.
Regan.
All right, punk, what is it?
I've been waiting for you, Regan. Been with Big Ed's wife, huh? Nice dish, huh? I seen it. I got some business with you, Regan.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're looking for Big Ed Kittredge, ain't you?
Maybe.
Yeah, then I could tell you something that'll help.
All right, go on, tell me.
Now, without you, give me something for the trouble.
How much can you tell me?
Maybe what Big Ed is.
Okay, 5.
I'll tell somebody else.
Suit yourself, punk.
Wait a minute, Regan.
Well?
He shagged up the mountain town, yeah. has a place up there called Hideaway. And not many people know about it, not even his wife. Yeah. He went up with a guy named Axman 3 days ago. Ed's got some slot machines and stuff like that up around there.
That all?
Yeah, that's enough for you, Gumshoe.
Okay. Here.
Hey. Keep it. I don't need your lousy sawbuck. Keep it, you chiseling cheapskate. Cheapskate.
I don't care what kind of people are involved. I told you that before, and I'm telling you again. If they play rough, let them do it, just so we get paid.
All right, Fatso, then get yourself somebody else to take over. I quit.
No. Just a minute, Regan. Just a minute. Let's not fly off the handle about this thing. Now, be hasty.
There are a bunch of bums, and you know it.
Well, now, perhaps I was a bit indiscreet accepting a client like Collins Knight, with his reputation and all that.
It isn't only him. It's the man I'm supposed to find, and his friend Axman, and anybody else who knows him.
Now, Jeffrey, I'm sure that a man of your talent could locate Ed Kittredge without any trouble. After all, Jeffrey, you've dealt with people like this before and always handled it admirably. Very admirably.
I don't like it. Knight hires me to find Big Ed Kittredge. Well, he doesn't care whether I find him or not. Big Ed's wife only wants to find him so she can slap a court order on him. And both of them tell me that Big Ed might be dead.
Well, now let's not jump at their conclusions, Jeffrey. I'll have to admit the whole thing looks fishy. Jeffrey, I want you to find Big Ed Kittredge as soon as you can.
Look, I just told you that.
I know, but the fact of the matter is, I have an agreement with Knight in writing.
You have
what? And you know what kind of a man he is. He's very tricky. He could close International if we don't stay on this case. If you don't stay on the case.
Okay, you win.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you.
Expenses?
Of course.
After I drive up to Mountain Town, I might find Big Ed up there.
Of course. Be careful, Jeffrey. Be careful and...
Oh, don't give me that phony line about calling you.
Now, Regan.
Yeah?
Call me if you run into any trouble.
How far to Mountain Town?
You're here, Pilgrim.
Hmm?
This is it. That black place over there is the lake. And that black place over there is the town. Cabins around the lake. No one around the town. Fill her up?
Yeah, fill her up. Where can I get some coffee? I've been driving half the night.
30 feet to your right and inside the door. Janie will fix you up. We're open all night.
Thanks.
No trouble? No trouble at all?
You better look at that oil.
Glad to.
Tires and water.
Glad to.
You can move it if you want to. I'll be in getting coffee.
Don't worry. Don't get enough business at 1 a.m. to stay open. I'm going to talk to the boss about it someday.
Hey. Hey.
Hi, dearie. I'm coming. Why do you want to hit the counter like that for? Well, I thought you was Eve. I didn't know it was a customer.
Who's Eve?
Him. Eve Holton that runs the station. What's yours?
What's my what?
Name.
Well, as long as we're being formal, it's Regan. Jeff Regan. Oh, you're Janie.
Well, say. How'd you know that?
Eve.
He told you. Well, say.
How about some coffee, Janie?
Huh? Oh, sure. You've been traveling far, Mr. Regan?
From Los Angeles.
Going far?
Right here.
This dump. You don't tell me you're going to be here this summer.
A little while?
Well, say. I'm off in an hour. I got a little cabin on the other side of the lake.
Well, that's nice. Too much fishing?
Fishing? You're cute.
Yes, I am. No, thanks. I'll take it black.
Oh, what you going to do here?
Look for a man.
Yeah? Say, what man?
You might be able to help me, Janie. Cottage called Hideaway. Man named Kittredge.
Big Ed Kittredge, you a friend of his?
Car's all ready, Pilgrim.
Thanks.
Janie, don't you think you ought to go see how the fire's doing?
Hmm? What fire?
Make one.
Oh, all right, Eve, all right. You think that the girl takes a jostling and hey, she has to listen to a lot of bones, so maybe she's
lucky to work with Janie's too friendly.
I like friendly people. Keep the car here, will you?
Hmm?
I'm looking for a Hideaway cottage, and I don't see any road going around the lake there. I guess I'll have to hoof it.
Hideaway?
Hmm?
East shore of the lake. About half a mile from here. Now, you're right, there's no road. You'll have to walk.
Thanks.
Don't mention it, Pilgrim. Don't mention it.
Well, the cottage turned out to be an all-white, phony log cabin affair. I pounded on the door. Nobody answered. There was a sick kind of oil lamp burning inside, so I pounded on the door some more, and some more people didn't answer. But when I put my hand on the latch, the door opened, people or no people, so I went in. Well, you can believe this or not, but somebody was there, right in front of the fireplace, only he was dead. And one whole side of his head was dark and shiny. It was still warm. Nope, you're wrong. It wasn't Big Ed Kittredge. This was a man I'd never seen before in my life.
Jeff Regan is on the case, and we'll be right back with more after this break.
It is a misty March morning in 1959, and while most of Seattle is having a second cup of coffee, the SPD Homicide Squad is already attending to business. The body has been found in a rooming house, and facts must be gathered. Who stabbed her, and why?
Are you in the mood for a good old-fashioned detective story? Have you ever heard of Harry Nile?
Harry, this is a police matter. You're not involved.
Hey, when a girl writes down my phone number and then gets murdered before she can call me, I'm involved. Larry Albert stars as the World War II-era Seattle sleuth in 23 high-powered hard luck adventures in Radio Spirit's HCD set titled The Adventures of Harry Nile, Silent Witness. This collection of cases includes 23 mysteries produced, written, and directed by Jim French.
Even before I could make any kind of a move, one of the cops recognized me. I ran around a corner and found myself at the entrance to Chinatown. I plowed forward, up some stairs, through a door, through a restaurant, down a fire escape, around another corner, and I think I lost it.
For a limited time, our listeners can get The Adventures of Harry Nile, Silent Witness for half price. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code NILE77 to get these 23 exciting episodes for just $15.98.
I need names, Mr. Nile.
I know, but a private eye is entitled to keep the name of a client confidential.
I think this situation overrides that policy. I'm not just investigating the fire. I'm investigating a death.
What are you talking about?
They found the remains of a body in the house.
Whose body?
I was hoping you could tell me.
Order Harry Nile, Silent Witness today for only $15.98 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code NILE77.
Oh, a murder mystery. I love mysteries.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. Here's Brian Will, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author.
It was my ability to sell. That's why the landscaping company did well, and that's why the insurance agency that I launched did well. It's the ability to sell and teach people to sell. I do believe at some level there are people that just naturally, we call them closers. The ability to sell means you can not only sell a product, but you can sell a vision. And if you can sell a product and a vision, then you're probably a pretty good candidate to be an entrepreneur, and that's what I was. So,
do you think people can learn that?
Sure. I have a training course we do where we teach them, you know, I call it the four keys to being a closer.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
And now let's get back to Jack Webb as Jeff Regan on When Radio Was.
And now, back to the story of the man who liked the mountain and Jeff Regan, investigator.
Well, I stood there and looked at what was left of whoever he was. Wasn't anything in his pockets. Labels, cut off his suit, no laundry marks. Then I began looking around for a poker or a hammer or something. What I found was a heavy piece of kindling wood, and one end of it was stained. Then I heard somebody come in the door. I saw striped overalls, flashlight, and .45 Colt revolver held by E. Fulton.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He looked at the dead man, looked at me, looked at the piece of wood in my hand.
Uh-huh. Dead.
Yeah.
Friend of yours?
Never saw him before in my life.
I did.
Yeah?
Name's Axman. Tom Axman. Friend of Big Ed Kitteridge.
Friend?
Why'd you kill him? I'll just take your gun.
Mm-hmm.
Safer this way.
You always wrap a gun in a handkerchief?
Only when I want to keep fingerprints on it. Evidence.
So it's that way.
Uh-huh. It's that way.
You kill him?
Uh-uh. You did. There was a big fight. You conked him with that piece of wood, then shot him in the head. I saw it.
My gun, my bullets, it's pretty neat. But he was still killed with this.
Who's going to be able to tell?
A good coroner.
We got a lousy coroner up here. He don't know from nothing.
That makes me the fall guy.
You're it, Pilgrim. Let's go find ourselves a cop.
Eve waved his gun at me, and I started ahead of him for the door. Oh, he was good at doing frame-ups, and he was good at running things, but he was only an amateur when it came to pushing a man with a gun. I waited to feel it in my back. By the time I got to the door, it was there, and that was his mistake. I shoved him up against the wall, but he didn't drop the gun. Before he could do anything, I was running for the black place that he told me was the lake.
Come back here, Regan! Come back here!
I ran till I was out of breath.
What? Who is it? Who's there?
Take it easy, Jane. It's me.
Uh-huh. Oh. Oh, Mr. Regan, it's you. Hey, listen, he's looking everywhere for you.
I know.
He says you killed a man, Tom Axman, over in Kittredge's cabin.
I know.
But you didn't kill him. I know that.
Yeah?
Come on, we can't talk here. Someone will see us. This is my place. Boy, I got some things to tell you, Mr. Regan. I don't like this place, and I don't like Eve Holden. I don't like anything that's been going on. You got to get out of here. Get out fast. Come on in. Look, I quit my job tonight. I didn't want to get mixed up in any of this.
Any of what?
This killing and... Gee, I don't know what all. Oh, I better pull the curtain. Someone might see you in here. This is a scary place.
You say you know I didn't kill Axman. How?
Well, I've been working in Mountain Town a couple of weeks now, and I've seen a lot of screwy things.
Like what?
Like Eve Holden. He works for Big Ed Kitteridge. And Big Ed ain't no saint.
Have you seen Big Ed?
He drove up a couple of nights with that Tom Axman. I think Ed killed him.
Yeah?
They'd been drinking a lot, and they both talked kind of loud to Eve. Then Big Ed and Axman went over to the cabin. I didn't think anything of it till they didn't show up for something to eat the next morning. Ain't nothing to eat in that cabin.
That helps, Janie. Go on.
Well, Eve's been going up around that mountain taking a look every day, for no reason at all.
Yeah, sure he has. Only he isn't looking at the mountain.
Scared. Look, mister, my jalopy's out and back from the filling station. Take me with you. I'll tell everything I heard and seen, and we can let some cops figure out all that. Hey, what's that?
It was a hand firing a gun at her. It figured to be my gun. I hit the oil lamp and went down to the floor. Then I heard somebody outside on the porch. I crawled in the dark till I found a wall and a window. It wouldn't open, so I took half of it with me.
Hey, what is this?
Come here, you. Now, look, punk. I just drove 85 miles in 100 minutes. 7 o'clock in the morning, and I haven't been to bed all night. I saw one dead man and one woman made dead.
Easy on that stuff, Regan.
And some of your playmates up at Mountain Town trying to make sure that I get hooked with it.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, start talking, punk.
Wait a minute. What do you want me to say? I don't know nothing about no stiffs and no Mountain Town.
All right. When somebody like you comes sidling up to me and tells me where to find my man and doesn't take $5 for it, that means he's already got dough.
That's Regan, I...
And they only give you dough for work.
Gee whiz, Regan, you know I wouldn't mix up in no killing. I can't stand that kind of thing.
Punk, who paid you to tell me to go to Mountain Town? Who paid you to send me up there and make a patsy out of me?
Let go. I'll tell you, Regan. I'll tell you. It was Knight, the lawyer. Yeah, Collins Knight. He slipped me 50 to pay you and give you the dope.
Knight, I might have known. Go on.
That's all. Honest, that's all there is to it. I pay you over to Big Ed's apartment. You talk to his wife, and you know the rest.
And I tell you why?
You know I never ask any questions. I just do what I get paid for. Nobody ever let me in on something big. I didn't know it was no frame.
Okay, punk.
Listen, if Knight ever finds out I told you...
Shut up.
What are you going to do?
Hi, Regan. Hard night, huh?
He made me tell him. He made me tell him it's tonight.
Sure, Regan. Well, don't worry about it. I got up early, Regan. Kind of figured you'd be looking up the punk here. He phoned from Mountain Town, said you lammed out on him twice. Pretty tough boy, aren't you? Here, punk. Huh? Buy yourself something and forget you ever saw Regan, okay?
Oh, sure, Mr. Knight, sure.
Okay, Regan, let's get going. Got a long drive ahead of us.
I'll be able to drive it blindfolded someday.
Someday.
I'm still your patsy.
Mm-hmm. I take you back there and we call a cop. Now, come on. Ephraim getting anxious.
Time for a short break, but Jeff Regan will be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're in the market for a new laptop for work or play, I'm here to tell you about the ultra-lightweight ZenBook S13 Flip OLED from Asus. This is an elegant, powerful companion for those with busy lifestyles. Featuring a versatile 360-degree ErgoLift hinge, a long-lasting battery, and superb connectivity, your eyes will appreciate the brilliant 16x10 2.8K OLED Nano Edge touchscreen with 100% color accuracy. On the audio front, the Harman Kardon certified Dolby Atmos sound system provides immersive multidimensional audio. With its powerful 12th gen Intel Core processor, modern design, and fresh new colors, the Asus ZenBook S13 Flip OLED is true perfection in a laptop. Do great things on a Windows PC. Visit Asus.com for more. That's Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Not everyone is a morning person, and that's okay. At Burger King, we let you be you and have your morning your way. With a variety of menu items made just for you, satisfy any craving on any morning. Feeling savory today? How about a croissant sandwich? Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant. Perfect with hot or iced coffee. Is bacon more your thing? We do that too. Try a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich with crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant. Try it with an ice cold Coke. Or maybe you're craving something sweet. Then French toast sticks are sure to satisfy. Golden brown, piping hot, and perfect for dipping in a side of sweet syrup. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice. Why not? It's your morning. Complete your breakfast combo meal with hash browns and a beverage of your choice. Have your breakfast your way. Because morning person or not, you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants, sponsored by Coca-Cola.
And now the exciting conclusion of Jeff Regan Investigator on When Radio Was.
Well, you can't say I didn't find my man. Even if I did find him sitting in that same cabin with a couple of corpses on the floor. Big Ed Kittredge. He needed a shave. He was sitting there looking at Axman's body and Janie. I guess Eve had brought her over from her place. Eve was there, too, holding my gun against Big Ed's back. Was still wrapped in that handkerchief.
Knight, I thought you'd never get here. Come on, let's get this over with.
Now, don't be nervous, Eve. Ed, I want you to meet Jeff Regan. He killed you. Hiya, Boo. You're the fall guy, huh? Tough luck.
Where'd you find him?
Where I said I'd find him, at the punks.
Still using my gun to kill people?
Not quite finished, Pilgrim. Two down, one to go. Very easy to figure.
I'm next, huh? Yeah, sorry, Ed. It has to be business. Me and Ethan take over where you and Axman leave off. Hey, Bo, we're going to let him rub me out and pin all this on you. We're going to do something about it.
Take it easy, Ed.
I think we ought to do something about it.
Watch him eat me, too.
Big Ed was good. He stopped the first two slugs from Eve's gun and the first two out of Knight. By that time, I got a hold of a poker, and I brought it into Knight's face. He looked kind of sick and went down without a sound. When I looked around, Big Ed was twisting the gun from Eve's hand. Blood pouring from four holes in his chest.
Well, ain't so easy as that, huh? Guess the frame won't work now.
Where's your phone around here? I'll get you a doc.
Well, Sawbone gonna help me save yourself from trouble. I never knew they burned like this. What's your name, Bo?
Regan. I'm a private detective with International.
Oh? Lion still run that dump?
Yeah, he does.
Old bum, ain't he? Knight hired you to find me?
Yeah.
He's real tricky. Well, they ain't making a patsy out of you anyhow. Look, Regan, I done you a favor. Fix a deal for me, will you?
Sure, Ed, sure.
I got a wife named Inez.
Met her.
Pretty, huh? Look, tell her I wasn't sore. I didn't really leave. I just came up here to let her cool off. I kind of like the mountain. That's why I had a place.
Sure, I'll tell her.
Oh, this is a bunk, ain't it? Regan!
I'm here, Ed.
You found me?
Yeah, I found you.
Yeah, Lyons, $2 says Lyons won't give you no bonus for it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I called the sheriff, who had a face like a boiled beet. He listened to the whole thing, and then we kind of pieced it out together. You see, the day I got there, Big Ed killed Axeman. I guess they got into some kind of an argument, and Ed picked up a piece of kindling wood. About that time, Eve Holton showed up and saw what had happened, and he figured he had something. So he pulled a gun on Ed and stuck him in a cellar somewhere. Then he phoned Knight down in Los Angeles. It was a good chance for Knight and Eve to take over, so they figured to kill Ed and get a fall guy for both murders. That was me. Didn't come out quite that way. Eve had to kill Janie, too. All with my gun. You know the rest. Well, when Lion cashed Knight's check, he was happy.
Hey, that sheriff up there's going to call you for the coroner's inquest this afternoon.
Yeah, I know.
Technical charge of manslaughter. Yeah, they'll clear you in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So Big Ed liked the mountain, did he? Imagine that big crook. Hey, where you going? Remember, you got to be up in Mountaintown this afternoon.
I'll be there. I got to go over and see Big Ed's wife first. He asked me to tell her something.
Big Ed's wife?
That's right.
Forget it, Regan. She's glad he's dead, same as everybody else.
I'm going over to see Big Ed's wife.
Why do you want to go sticking your nose back into it?
Because Ed was dying and he asked me to do it.
Lots of guys ask for lots of screwy things when they're dying. They wouldn't bring him up unless they were sure they didn't have to stick around and see what had happened. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Where are you going?
Over to see Big Ed's wife.
The Man Who Liked the Mountain, from August 7th, 1948. Jeff Regan Investigator had debuted about a month earlier and continued with Webb until December of that year. He returned in early 1949, recreating his earlier role of Pat Novak for Hire. Jeff Regan would come back to radio, though, in the fall of 49, but with Frank Graham as the title character and Frank Nelson as Anthony J. Lyon. I'm Greg Bell, and in the cast of that episode we just presented was Betty Lou Gerson. My question this time? Can you name the prominent Disney animated voices she did on the big screen? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Get in the mood with MusicRewind.com and the very best of jazz instrumentals, a 3-CD collection of 45 original jazz classics. Savor the many flavors of instrumental jazz from legendary artists such as Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Ray Charles, Stan Getz, Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Quincy Jones, Herbie Hancock, and many more. The very best of jazz instrumentals now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code JAZZ77 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. In the saxophone of King Curtis, trumpet of Dizzy Gillespie, drums of Art Blakey, and guitar of Django Reinhardt, to name just a few of the many experiences in the very best of jazz instrumentals collection. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 today and use promo code JAZZ77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code JAZZ77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you're ever in a sales conversation and the client says, well, why would I hire you and not the competitor? Bad news. They're not sold. And worse news, don't start prattling on about how much you care and your passion for the industry. What they're really asking is, I'm not sure that I trust you enough to deliver the transformation you're promising. A sales conversation is all about showing them how you can make their life better. The transformation you will provide when you deliver your product or service. If they're still asking why you and not the other guy in your sales conversation, they haven't built up enough trust to buy from you. Keep selling the transformation, and you'll get the deal.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about actress Betty Lou Gerson. We heard her alongside Jack Webb in Jeff Regan Investigator. The busy radio, film, and television actress was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on April 20th, 1914. And not only worked extensively in radio, but she also was the voice of Cruella de Vil in the Disney animated version of 101 Dalmatians. And she was the narrator of Disney's Cinderella. Even after she retired from showbiz, folks would continue to hear Gerson's voice because she worked at the telephone answering service run by her second husband. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.